Hi, guys. Father's Day is just around the corner, and you probably need a gift for your hairy fucking father. Make your dad proud this year and get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. The Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code NTS at manscaped.com. Guys, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, me personally, have dealt with the demon that is hairy balls. And it is not for the faint of heart. It is not a fun time, which is why I'm glad to announce that Manscaped is the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming and just launched their Lawnmower 4.0. Imagine surprising your hairy fucking body hair fuck of a father with a sleek, well-designed, and optimized body hair trimmer that says your nasty middle-aged balls will thank you on the box. Don't quote me. Their fourth-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. You might ask, how is this Lawnmower 4.0 different from other trimmers? Well, you dumb motherfuck. This upgraded trimmer includes a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock. This is a great feature if your father or yourself do a lot of traveling. It also gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. You can now shave your balls in the dark. The Lawnmower 4.0 even allows you to customize your trim through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. You can go from skinhead to afro in mere seconds. The new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which are words I don't ever understand, which can help battery length last longer. Yeah, you heard that right. Wireless charging ball trimmers are a real thing now. I love the future. Have you ever seen a nose bush sticking out of your dad's nose? I sure have. Well, the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer is the best nose hair trimmer on the market and the perfect gift for your pops. They also have other amazing products like the cologne, crop mop ball wipes, crop reviver ball turner, and crop preserver ball deodorant. And for all the females listening, you'll appreciate this part. Manscaped products are cruelty-free, paraben-free, dye-free, and vegan. Get 20% off free shipping with the code NTS at manscaped.com. So I'm telling you guys, go to manscaped.com. Spend a whole rack. And I mean get everything. Get two of everything. Get three of everything, all right? And go to manscaped.com. Spend that rack. Get your daddy a gift. Get your granddaddy a gift. Get your uncle you don't talk to a gift. Get everybody a gift. You know what I'm saying? And then use code NTS at checkout for 20% off and free shipping. Use code NTS for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Manscaped, your balls will thank you.
Your puppy just died.
I wouldn't be bored if that happened.
Ben Simmons is the puppy.
Yeah. He's a female dog, little bitch.
Are you willing to trade him somewhere? But yeah.
If we lose.
You know what happened tonight? What was going on this series? Ben's trade value is plummeting. And now we can't even get anything for him.
This has been a bad 6 quarters for Ben.
Bad.
Because wasn't us. Time niggas saying that.
The first half.
James Harden chose Brooklyn.
I hate when niggas say that. You couldn't have traded Ben.
Y'all niggas ain't want
to
give up Ben.
That's not a straight up trade for him. You had to trade him and your other all defensive player and your rookie. And picks. They were asking for the moon and a half.
The thing
for a nigga that was going to only be here for 2 years.
Mike, the thing is, they were willing to do it.
And guess what? The nigga still tore meniscus, and the other nigga got a hamstring. So if we traded him, we'd be double fucked with no picks. So I hate when niggas do that.
But like I said, we offered that. James Harden just didn't want to come to Philly.
Yeah, and then on top of that, he didn't want to come here.
So he didn't choose Philly. He's not staying here. He's not going to re-sign here.
Exactly.
Nobody's changing their mind about Philadelphia.
Daryl Morey.
Yeah, but I say, like Mike said, this is not like a luxurious place to be.
Yeah, like if I was here, I could have some reservations about living in LA, and then when I get there, it's like, well, you know, I kind of like the joint. Nothing about motherfucking Geno's and Pat's is going to make a nigga flip his perspective about the motherfucking place. Jesus. I'm making jokes on unidentified guest that hasn't been named yet, so shut up. It's not a strap, so shut it.
You gonna suck my strap?
I'm not. But if I was like, I'll do that shit while y'all moan, I'm looking mental and shit.
Lick that wall for me.
Anywho.
Oh, God.
What's going on, everybody? It's another week. Another day of disappointment.
Smile, nigga.
Shut the fuck up.
Living my best life.
Shut the fuck up, Pineapple Pat.
That's what Trey Songz is saying. I mean, Trey Young is saying.
Now, this is the Not That Serious podcast. You already know what the going is. At all. No, it ain't. No. And you already know this. Big Mike, best podcast in the world. Big Mike is here.
You put some enthusiasm in your voice for
yourself. Enthuse my tank, Q. Enthuse my tank. So I'm here.
That was easy.
Your boy Corey.
The motherfucking pineapple pilferer of Polynesia is here.
The meat mountain purchaser.
Fuck you.
It doesn't sound right.
Now
I'm gonna send my Venmo request to you later.
Anywho.
I'll be forgetting you.
I can't forget you. You ain't shutting up.
Of course.
So we got slumlord, landlord Keenan in the building. I mean, you've already heard her like 9 times already. Loud as hell. Would you believe it? She doesn't have a mic.
Why would I need one?
Clearly you don't. So if you're a long time OG listener to the podcast, you're probably familiar with that scraping voice. That is the voice of my dearest little sister. As real as a non-real sister can get. My little youngin' Kaylin, a.k.a. K-DZ, a.k.a. All straps to the left, please.
No, I don't use straps.
A.k.a. I've scissored multiple times. Say not.
I have not. I don't bump coochies.
AKA, I know exactly what coochie tastes like.
Yes, I do.
All right, shut up.
Just because you don't.
Oh, I do. Well, you get your mama up here. I'm a fun. I'm just playing.
You gonna stop talking about my mom.
I love that woman.
That's what he was doing outside my home. Where's your mom at?
Nah, yo, Kayla mom's fine as hell, bro.
Bro, she's 64.
And I'll fuck her till she's 79.
What? Please don't mean shit if you were good.
I'm like the golden out them years. Fuck her ass to the Bronze Age.
Stupid shit.
And I can shoot it up. Ain't no. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can
shoot it up.
Disrespectful.
Buckle.
Ow. Why smoke?
I just realized what you're talking about.
Why smoke? That Gucci. So that's my big dog Kaylin. Are we promoting your work on here?
My work, my OnlyFans.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
She has an OnlyFans, y'all, where she be
I don't scissor, don't shit on here. She be bumping Gucci.
She be getting according to sources, I won't say who because. I'm not going to reveal who be watching your shit, but you be getting railed on there.
Are you done?
Do you
going to say what my name is or just talk about what happened?
Do you be getting railed or not?
It's happened a couple of times.
Yeah, I heard you be getting railed. You be getting rammed on there.
Rammed. How do y'all know each other?
Oh,
we grew up in church together.
We grew up together in church.
Ain't that crazy?
From church to getting railed on camera. Isn't that nice? One is on a podcast telling jokes about his dick. The other one's getting railed on the internet.
As long as you're both making money, it's
all too bad. Please.
Can we all take a guess about who told Mike?
The nigga looking nonchalant.
Which one is that? Because this one was too.
Damn, I thought it was his sister.
Pick one.
His sister?
I thought it was Jasmine.
I'm crying. I don't even think Jasmine knows I have
one. I don't know who to... Ooh. How did I find out you had one? I think you know, I just seen it. No, I just seen the link and I was like,
he did, and then he
met. I was on your profile. I was like, what the fuck is this?
I definitely got 1 month. I was like, I'll support the
homie. Y'all are annoying. Thank you.
You even know who I was?
Of course not.
Hell no, that was user 9785545592.
That's way. I already told you.
I don't really be knowing like who.
My give you a month. Yeah, my only fans Abby on there is the Popeye's Chicken Timeout.
First of all, I don't be knowing who
my name is. Mayor 215.
I'm gonna change mine to Mike Winfield.
Hi, I'm Mike from LinkedIn.
Mike, see you getting railed. Mike from LinkedIn.
I see you getting, by the way, y'all. Nah. What's that dude that's like, this is Jimmy from LinkedIn. Oh,
Jimmy. I appreciate the support, guys.
Nah, but yeah, you be getting a ram damned on there. And
that's what make it where you have to name it the Haven.
Anyway, no, Jersey no. Devil 609, apparently, because nobody wants to say what the fuck
name, it is. Her name is Jersey Devil 609. Remove the O and 609 for a good time.
Mike gonna have CCE by the time he get the fuck out of here.
She slapped the fuck out of his nigga every
2 seconds. Yo, she slapped the fuck out of her head like at least 9 times. She don't mean the times that matter. Her head hit the headboard. She railed on OnlyFans.
I don't have a headboard.
That's right, because you beat the shit down. Big ass noggin. Got that shit.
Because he was doing more damage.
Got that shit getting pulverized.
Fuck up.
How's your week been now?
Yes, can we get off of...
Hold on, so y'all copped their OnlyFans?
Y'all really...
How's the content? Give me a grade.
That was a minute ago?
That was like a while ago.
Okay, give me a grade. Get off the memory.
No gas. Give me B+.
Right, yeah, please. I was going to say B+.
Nice, nice.
You have some critiques, but...
Let's hear
them. I want to hear them.
All right. And I don't mean because we are wholesome men.
No, you're not. Maybe Elsie is.
More cream pies?
More cream pies.
I don't like that.
Okay. I do.
I'm taking this serious.
Sorry.
All right, so if I was like a content manager for you, mm-hmm. I would say less of like the bathroom shit.
Okay.
Because it's like...
Lazy?
No, that was not. But it wasn't even that. That was not. But I'm just telling him
Her page is not lazy.
From his perspective,
giving her B+. I was there for.
Is lazy?
I have to be discreet because I didn't have my own place at first.
Two things. The pricing is lit,
mm-hmm.
and the content that you're putting out is good. I just felt like you gave us too much of that. Like we saw that.
Like, we saw that.
I'm tired of looking at that shank knob.
It's like if I go to a football game, you ran that play 3.
No, like HB Dive again.
Yeah, exactly. I started noticing little shit. Like, damn, she still got that same bar.
Niggas
soap.
Don't get tired. Like, I know what's up. Wash ass. Suck dick. I'm confused.
Hey, nah, but like definitely B+. I haven't subscribed to anyone in 2021.
Stop being lame. I got some new stuff up there. Go check it out. You too, Elsie. You not slick. Talking to you too. I'm talking to all of you, except you. You stay away.
Mike subscribing.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you when I get. Yeah, you know I mean,
I saw half of a clip and I was traumatized. I couldn't sleep.
No,
it was the one of you getting railed.
If we're gonna be honest, he saw it on my shit.
Yeah. I'm crying.
I was like, God, why did I get it to
you? Oh, because.
Cause I was checking out the other joint.
Yeah, I wasn't using it. I was like,
damn, she.
He said I wasn't using
it. How long ago was this? Cause
this was like late.
Wow. No,
this was like, I really getting? Because I feel like I didn't start getting railed until
you
recently.
You was getting pulverized.
All right, well you gotta see the shit now.
I had to process that for a second. I had to get through that. That hurt.
I had.
He's like the girl that was like, oh wait. Oh, no.
Oh, wait a minute. It's so confusing. It's confusing because it's like, this is my sister, but it's not my sister.
Yuck.
But it is my sister.
Yuck.
But it's not my sister.
It's because you've known her.
But it is my sister.
Ew.
Yeah. Ew, I couldn't. Kids. Like,
we sang
in the most respectful, non-most brotherly way
possible. It moved, but not a lot.
It wiggled, but
it wiggled, but I had to check myself. I was like, "Hey yo, that's family. It's fucking family." Man. That is nasty. And before everybody goes in, there, like Michael's nasty. She's not my actual blood relative sister. I've just grown up with her for a long time. Yep. And that happened.
He wants to fuck my mom, so we're obviously not related.
Very true. And I want to
fuck her. A little stepmother action, right?
Oh my god. Oh no, step bro. What are you doing?
Oh no, step bro.
Oh no, step bro. But,
how's your week?
My week has been. My week was great up until fucking today. All right. Yeah, please, please. And Keenan wonders why that's not a theme of the podcast. Why every time somebody comes in and tells Keenan to shut the fuck up, it's because you do shut the fuck up worthy shit. You say a shut the fuck up worthy thing at least twice a podcast, and you don't have a mic. That's why we about to make this merch.
Yeah, the merch.
Oh, that's why you don't have a mic? That's not nice.
Well, honestly, the honest truth, why he doesn't have a mic, there's not enough for it. But yeah. We're going to use the reason that he doesn't shut the fuck up, so we'd rather just mute him
now. Oh, yeah. You're the one that they're always trying to shut the fuck up.
He's the landlord.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, Keenan.
I don't even be saying that.
I know, I like you.
This nigga defended...
We're not doing it.
I defended what?
We're not doing it. We're not doing it.
We're not doing it.
We argue for 45 minutes before we hit record.
That wasn't his fault.
Anyway, we're not doing it again. We're not doing it. Please.
I'm not gonna gang up on him. I like him.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, I got a fan.
Okay.
I got a fan. Start that merch right now. She'll be the first buyer.
Hey, your fan sucks straps.
I don't suck straps. I told him I was bisexual. Oh my god, she in there sucking plastic dick. Like, I don't do that.
Then the girl very oblivious to it. So that's the first thing.
Yeah, because I make a stereotype.
That's like saying that's like somebody saying like I'm an astronaut. I automatically think you can go to the moon. That's it.
I pigeonholed you.
You know a crazy fact about that?
What?
Astronauts.
Everybody and no one in our lifetime.
That the fact that they moan while getting the straps on and they don't feel nothing.
That shit is actually insane. How do you feel about that, though?
It's kind of weird.
That's very weird. They're like,
I don't think.
I mean, we won't kink shame.
Yeah,
I don't want.
I'm not going to kink shame. I'm not going to kink shame.
It is a little weird.
But you look nuts. You do look nuts.
Yeah. I don't do it though. Stop saying I do that shit. I don't do that shit.
Come see, come saw.
Last episode.
He said it like it meant tomato, tomato. Like,
wait, Corey, what were you saying?
He's dumb.
I'm trying to be serious.
Like,
Come see, come saw.
So, no one in our lifetime has seen anyone go to the moon.
Yeah, because they never really.
Because we've been there, done that.
No, that's, a lot of people
that's not something you do one time. Not a trip to Vegas.
We talked about that on our conspiracy.
Which we need to do another one of those.
Next episode, we're going to have the conspiracy discussion.
Okay. We bring those back. Yeah, that was very fun.
And then I'm going to look up something. We're all going to look something to the table.
All right.
What's your favorite conspiracy?
We're not doing that because you're going to start it right now.
That is a rabbit hole. Wait, but we're not going to start that because you have one.
A favorite conspiracy theory?
Because I feel like you're into some weird shit anyway.
She's so stressed.
I know she got rocks in her pocket.
I don't. They're on my shelf at home.
This is rose quartz. It's for serenity and clear-mindedness.
My roommate and my best friend are into that.
And like,
Do you do the cards, the tarot cards?
No, but my best friend does. But I don't really know. I don't think I have a favorite. Can I? Shut up.
Sorry.
Damn.
Corey, what you just said about
sorry, I could call into the
wait, mic. Oh, yeah, all right, yeah. What's your favorite?
I don't think I have one to answer your question.
Does that include Neil Armstrong or no?
Wait. No, because it was everybody that was like born after like 1980 something. They've never seen anybody. No one's been to the moon in their lifetime, for what I'm trying to say.
Oh. That's crazy. Yeah. Which makes me believe, like, But I'm still, and we're getting a capitulation, but I really want to see what's up with that UFO thing.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for it. Especially because of our conversation last week about Area 51. I'm going to let you speak.
My bad. The Denver airport?
Oh, yeah. Denver.
We talked about that.
Mike is actually the one. Mike and Q actually brought that up.
That shit is.
Obviously, from college.
The bunker for the devil.
My boy, he works in IT, and he sets up, like, software. It's pretty much just what Keenan does.
but he does it in military bases around the United States. He's going to Area 51 next month.
That's cool.
He ain't gonna be able to have his phone. He can't give us nothing.
I'm not saying he's gonna be taking pictures, but I put it in the chat. But I will be asking him questions about things that he's seen.
They're gonna snipe his ass.
Yeah, right. They definitely got a microphone.
You're trying to get my man murdered.
I'm not even getting my hopes up.
One more. I'm sorry. I don't know if like y'all consider this a conspiracy, but y'all remember when those planes disappeared?
Years ago.
I forget what they were called, but like niggas just forgot about that shit.
Whatever it was.
I know you're loud, but can you speak into the mic when you...
My bad. If it wasn't all Malaysia, the way to fuck over there, Malaysia. That's what it was.
Bend over like... Never mind.
Please, say something else. You're going to start getting punched
bend
in the
over like you do for Mukadeen on the OnlyFans.
Mukadeen?
I don't know the niggas you fucking on there.
I don't know his name, but that nigga's a thoroughbred.
That nigga's a stallion. The nigga's a stud.
Peter, nigga built like he work in a warehouse.
That nigga's a stud.
I'm like, that nigga must be a mechanic. Because he's got the tools.
Y'all are fucking annoying.
I'm like, God.
That was it. That and the
I'm like, God damn, is that Jason Love? That nigga just living a regular job with that thing?
I thought he retired.
Like, shit, I would not be working a drink. If I had meat like that, I'm not working no regular job, nigga.
Y'all are fucking annoying.
I'll put that shit on display somewhere.
Hello.
Hello. I don't know. Q, what would you do if you had meat like that? Join in a meat conversation.
He hasn't seen it.
Just imagine.
Just imagine. What? Are you talking about somebody specifically?
Yeah. if you added like another 5 inches to what you got right now.
Y'all so talk 6 inches. Too often.
What would you have?
I don't think we've ever had this conversation.
I've heard him talk about what he would do. Yo, if he had a bigger dick.
Hold on. I made a joke. Keenan laughed. Q looked at this nigga and was like, yo, nigga. He's like, nigga,
a little too hard.
He laughing like he's seen the shit. He was like, a tee. Nigga, that's why Kaylee is fan.
Yo, shut up. I mean, I do like him dark skin.
I do consider myself a dark skinned nigga.
I am a blackie.
And I did work out this morning.
What would y'all all do if y'all could just add, got an extra 5 inches on your knee right now?
I'm quitting my job. Yeah, I don't know why.
I'm not working. I just feel like I shouldn't be working in this.
You would live off other women.
What
you'd
the fuck
around.
Is this?
Yes.
You know, whatever you're giving them.
Would y'all do porn or would you try to have like a
shit? No, I wouldn't have to. Word of mouth gets around.
Word of mouth, no pun intended.
I'd rather do OnlyFans than do porn.
Yeah,
like to do like
that's money straight to your pocket.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's straight in my pocket. And not even just that. Like, you heard, like, the horror stories of porn stars? Like, I'd rather not.
I heard it's a very, like, it's a very cut, though.
Yes, it is.
It's a rapey business.
That, too. A lot of them, like, get a lot of.
I mean, it's only, like, if we're going to be honest, me and Mike, because we were able to test it, it's only, like, four men, and they just rotate them.
It's hard bringing in the stud game. You're going to be stuck on Habib's show for, like, 30 years.
Because you got things really just Nat. You got Rico.
All right, as far as men, talent go, you got your Nat, you got your Rico Strong,
you got Justin Slayer. Marcus because of that whole situation.
Mr. Marcus can't really work no more because he was nasty.
Yeah.
You got Pressure.
What do you do?
What about? I don't
know. Pressure the nigga that. With all the tattoos. Prince Joshua.
Naming these niggas like they fucking more. The young nigga with the sleeve,
he coming up, Lil D.
He just a little.
Oh, he's retarded.
Y'all was gonna high five over there? Y'all want Mike to pick it up?
No, he's definitely slow. What are you lacking the brain?
He's probably like 24, but he acts like he's 16.
Nah, all his brain matter went to his dick.
Didn't you notice all these porn niggas can't speak well? They put him in like.
What would you think that they would be doing if they didn't have porn? Like, imagine Rico Strong.
Forklift drivers.
They just be big.
Big dick truck drivers.
Rico Strong wears lime green fitted caps. So this kind of quality of men would talk.
You know the niggas that pick up your trash cans? This is really a wild conversation.
Trash men with big dicks.
Hey, man. That's a
like
porn
a movie.
Right
about
there.
That sounds like anything's a movie. You think the acting is intentionally bad on purpose?
No, I think the niggas just.
I think they can't read, so they can't act.
Exactly. All
right, fair enough.
I think they can't read off a script because I see what a porn script is three pages, quadruple spaced. That's the biggest hustle in America. Some dude, like, he was talking about how he writes porn scripts. And I'm like, that shit literally is three pages long. It's quintuple spaced. It has 17-inch margins.
This big ass
just like
bold. Everything's in bold. Everything, you don't have to do that.
Bold on size 48 times New Roman. It's like, Jesus, this is a letter. Two letters a page.
Comic Sans, so it's not too serious.
Really. Yeah, don't just take it lightly. You got this shit in Wingdings.
Y'all are funny, yeah. Would y'all ever use a penis pump?
What does it do?
Penis pump?
What does it do?
It's supposed to extend it.
I feel like that's not
like.
I don't think.
Yeah, that sounds very manual rigging of your penis. I'm not putting a rig on my dick.
I haven't had any complaints where I thought about doing that.
Dick rings.
Yeah. I would try that.
I'm good.
You said you want to?
I would try that.
Okay. I don't know exactly what they do.
It supposed like keeps like the blood flow to your.
You had it.
Yeah, it's a blood there.
It is.
What? Hold on. Stop.
You talking about the
fucking
silicone?
They are.
Oh, so you've done it too?
Yeah. And you had the nerve to laugh at me when Mike said. What the fuck they gotta do with 1 inch?
if you got anything, the shit's uncomfortable.
No, not.
Can we ask? When?
So I've been around the block a couple times. specifically the ones that got, because you can get them where they have like a vibrator on the end of it.
Yeah,
so, like,
I know. That's
the
one I
prefer. It's pretty cool for, you know what I'm saying? But it's just uncomfortable. It fucking cuts off. It's there to cut off circulation.
That's what it's for.
The purpose is to cut off circulation. If anything that's cut off circulation isn't uncomfortable, then I don't know.
It's like not human.
Yeah.
It's probably numb.
I can't even wear socks. That should be too tight.
Hell yeah.
Well, Keenan jerks off with Icy Hot, so he don't feel as good.
Keenan's his own lab rat. Nigga, out here taking blue chews.
Yeah, what box game today?
Yeah, we ain't forget, nigga.
What the hell is that?
He takes Viagra to beat off. I still can't get over that.
Who wasn't this that they jerked off with the syrup in high school? Oh, I don't even want to say
like Aunt Jemima syrup?
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Like Aunt Jemima's?
Yeah, but when I told you who it was, it ain't surprising.
No, it's not shocking.
Nah, he said he jerked over syrup.
That's nasty.
Because he wanted his hands.
I could count on my hands the amount of times I jerked off with lotion.
He wanted his hands to be sticky.
That's disgusting.
You're a dry beater?
Yeah,
but you're a dry beater.
Definitely a dry beater. I don't need a
fucking dry beater.
So do y'all like dry beat need porn to beat off?
Absolutely. No. I've been desensitized. No. I can't.
I'm definitely an imaginative person. I can't do that.
That shit is for the birds.
It's actually said it's not healthy.
It is not. What, but it's not 1930 either.
Yeah, like this. So I sent Mike the article too.
Yeah, I read that shit.
Did you read it or say you didn't?
I did read that shit.
All right, so since you didn't read it, the article is pretty much saying that if you watch too much porn, just like anything else, the sensation of actually having real sex doesn't stimulate you mentally. And it says, I don't agree with this part. It was pretty much just saying that it's creating like a rape culture thing. I don't agree with
that. Oh my God.
That's a little extreme.
And it was just saying that the healthiest way to masturbate is to masturbate to your own thoughts.
My thoughts aren't vivid.
They said the worst things to do, that this is the order. Obviously, one being the best, your imagination. Two being a magazine. Three being video. That's the worst you can do.
Yeah.
But they said that they did a study, and they said the study was men would have sex with a woman, but then after they were done having sex with a woman, they still had that urge to watch a porn, but they didn't.
No, that's not what they're actually going to sleep.
Yeah,
I'm going to bed. I'm useless.
Yeah, I'm useless, man. After because you know what I mean. Stamina gang.
Y'all are
so it'll be a minute, and I'm like, yeah, I'm actually going to sleep. There is no second round. I gave you
lame.
I give you
all
the
rounds.
I give you the best that I got.
Lame.
I fucking for 2.5 hours.
That's not enough.
What?
Are you all right? She has a vagina.
What?
She don't gotta
yeah,
do nothing.
Throw that ball at her head.
She don't gotta do nothing.
What? What are you talking about?
Hold on. I guarantee you I do more work than you do.
All she do is lay back and take it.
No, I do not. No, I do not. You would ask.
So you're talking about, so how long is, like, long enough?
Well, I don't know. I feel like the longest.
Are you
I've
a time girl or an around girl?
If you count rounds, you count favors.
I can do both because, like, each round doesn't have to be, like, long. But I think, like, the longest I've ever had sex is probably, like, 5 hours.
What the fuck are you doing for 5 hours? Okay. That's the SAT.
And it's funny because it was
that
in a car.
Without a man or a woman.
In a car?
Uh-huh.
What man stand hard for 5 hours?
Man.
He's taking something.
No, wait. Was it 5 hours of penetration or, like, yes. Foreplay and everything?
What day of the week was it?
That nigga don't have responsibility. That nigga didn't have a job.
Okay. It was mostly penetration.
That nigga definitely didn't work.
We had school the next day. Clearly
y'all did.
Oh, y'all was in high school?
We was in high school.
You sure it was 5 hours? Maybe in your mind.
No,
like now you're an adult.
And I promise you, it was 5 hours.
Daylight savings, nigga.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They were driving in different time zones
in a leap year.
What?
I promise you, it was five hours across the country.
Not fucking nobody.
And this was every time. Like if the first time we had sex, it was like four. The second time, like this man.
I mean, what's happening? Were y'all giving each other just
one? One of y'all is broken.
One of y'all wasn't working.
Yeah, one of y'all shit was broke.
Nope.
Slow stroke the fuck.
Nope.
What?
Ain't enough.
And it was a schlong.
I think it was at a motherfucking useless meat rod.
Not fucking for 5 hours, you're not.
Yes, you are useless. If it takes 5 hours.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
If it takes you 5 hours to solve a math problem, am I calling you a mathematician?
Mike.
No.
Mike's analogy.
That nigga took 6 hours to do a mad minute.
I'm you a fuck to
do a mad minute.
You were shocked.
He said it took you mad minutes to
just
do a mad
you
minute.
You fuck for 15 minutes.
Because I get that shit done in 15. I'm
15
a
minutes is
you're
like the
done.
Ideal situation. Though.
She's
you're done.
No, she's
is done
she too.
Done?
Yeah, because she's right next, nigga. Hang on.
Maybe it's just because, like.
No, it's just because you are insatiable and you have given yourself to a point with all this kink shit you into. Your shit ain't normal no more.
It's not that.
You need
I
that fucking weird.
Like that, yeah, you like that one. You seen that one girl on Twitter that was like, I don't have to use sex toys because my vagina's not broken.
Yeah,
I don't think that's not what that means
anything.
At all.
Yeah, exactly. That's
you just wanted to say that you're used to it.
Yeah,
say
you,
that.
You
it's
thought
same.
That meant you were cool.
Exactly.
That's some pick me ass shit to say.
It really
like,
was.
Yeah.
That's just corny. But like, a lot of women don't orgasm. So like, we last longer.
A lot of women
go longer.
Like, what? Somebody or something. Like a lot of women. A lot of women.
Hey. I'm gonna put this on.
Exactly, and I don't. So.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing right here. I'm going to say this shit on record. Out of all the women I've had sex, I can say at least two. Only two. Two. You say they probably did not off me. Cause I was, you know.
What if you had sex with three?
Oh, fuck you, nigga. I've had sex with more than three. With
five?
Probably.
Sounds about right.
That sounds normal. Like six or seven.
You're annoying.
But yeah, like, no. Five hours is unacceptable.
That's too
much. Niggas
like,
got
that's
shit
like,
to do.
I mean, it doesn't have to be every
that's
time, but like, that's a good. Where are you working at for 5 hours?
Close enough.
You worried about niggas working for 5 hours, having sex for 5 hours is normal to you?
Yes. I mean, it doesn't have to. Like,
a
said,
normal shift is 8 hours.
It doesn't have to be all the
nigga,
time.
Nigga, 5 hours
but,
is
like,
a light day.
But
how many times did he finish in those 5 hours?
Did he finish? Yeah. He didn't.
Sometimes.
Yeah, he hasn't. He didn't finish in five hours. He's an illness.
He has an illness. I'm cracking.
No, he has a perk, or he has like a gobstopper.
I know niggas that are like that.
He has a perk.
No.
Bro, it shouldn't take you 5 hours.
No.
If you're having sex for
every
hours,
time we
if
have
you
sex,
have a sex, if you have a sex, I feel like
that nigga
I'm
was
not trying to discredit you, but I just feel like if you have a sex for 5 hours, you're not enjoying it.
If you're not finished, you don't finish in 5 hours.
That nigga, no, that nigga was Kirk. That nigga
that
had a Kirk.
Start hurting?
That nigga, he couldn't nut because he had a Kirk Franklin porn addiction.
Yeah. Nah, that sounds
he
like
probably,
what that is.
He couldn't nut unless he was visualizing.
I know niggas that don't nut unless they're getting their dick sucked. Like,
them niggas is broken.
Yeah, that's not the case.
It's just. Not everybody is like y'all.
Nah,
just
she,
like not every woman,
she has a point.
Not every woman But the comes from sex. Ayo.
But send me a mark for 31 minutes.
No, see, I'm not doing that.
You have to get that. I'm surprised you actually said that.
Yeah, I have to get that.
He said the R word.
Yeah.
What's the R word?
We're not going to go all together.
You said that a couple of times already.
It's Robert Kelly.
Not today. Not on the pod.
The R word is Robert Kelly.
Yeah.
We don't say that word around here.
Nah.
Nasty. Oh, I'm sorry.
So 31 minutes and 45 seconds for the colorful language.
I'm only saying it because you've been saying it.
It's Pride Month.
Wow! Now that really?
The brand is on.
The brand is on. Okay.
Man. What are you talking?
We got sponsors to take care of.
We switch up when the podcast starts. But when the Sixers lost. Trae Young was all types of this and this and that and this and that, right? Trae okay.
That's exactly what I called it.
It was never recorded, so I don't even know what you're actually talking
about. You're actually talking a bunch of nonsense.
Funny.
What?
Damn. Damn right. Damn, Officer W.
Yeah, right? Chill out, McGruff the crime dog.
Damn. Jesus Christ. Elmer Fudd. I'm hunting bigots. Shut up.
Fuck. Oh my god, I didn't realize it was fucking SVU.
It's crazy because I've been binge watching.
God damn, Stabler.
That's my boy.
I bet he is.
I'm a good boy.
You see his photo?
Yes!
Yeah, he look like nuts.
Fucking watermelon.
Who?
The dude that plays
Officer Stabler
from so SVU.
He had like a pink suit or some nuts.
AKA jump.
Tight ass.
Yeah, he looked like a reject beard. AKA.
Literally.
I'm like, he this nigga's about to start ski weeding.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
What?
But ski weeding, you know, the AKs, you know, them annoying asses.
I'm not really crazy.
So, this is, we don't really got much today. I'm just going to read a couple. So, you guys have, after begging and pleading, y'all, we have gotten some responses.
Really?
Yeah, we got 11 responses.
Oh, wow, look at that.
To our thing. So, like, the Ask NTS. Got some people showing love, people telling us we suck, some people telling Keenan shut the fuck up.
That's all.
Questions. Classic. You know, I'm always here for those. So, we got a couple that we're going to run through. And we'll go through that like that. So, number one is a wild... Remember, everything's anonymous, and I'm reading them verbatim, unless there's any slurs in there. First response is, how y'all feel about Asian hoes?
I'm weak.
What? I guess we've never talked about.
Depends on the type of
Asian. Because we're not fucking Donald Glover.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Childish Gambino's not here. So yeah. I guess we never really took that.
So, around. My first response to that is, she's not black, so I don't care.
Yeah.
So.
Who exactly are y'all speaking about, or just Asian women?
Somebody that's what they just asked.
I've never.
Because every time when I think
intimate with an Asian woman,
and honestly, when I hear the word hoe, I instantly associate it with women, so that's what it meant to me.
Yeah.
What else would you associate with?
Yeah, so, I've never kissed. I've never
Asian women. No,
yeah, I've never had anything to do with
up, it. I don't. Really know too many Asians. So
Q, I know you've been around the rainbow.
Once or twice.
So how do you feel about Asian women?
I think Asian women are beautiful.
It depends on the type of Asian.
It depends on the type of Asian.
Filipino? Yeah.
My Asian.
We're gonna go down a nasty path here. He's not getting the mic. Nope.
Why?
Because you're about to name every country in Asia, and it's going to get racist.
We're not going there. You're going down a nasty path.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Keenan, we're not. We're skipping you this time.
No, actually, no. Wait.
Do you want to give him the mic and explain why?
Keenan, what were you going to say?
Give him the mic. Oh, brother. Hey, yo, before he prefaces, this is Keenan's opinion.
Keenan has his own podcast.
No, talking till.
Talking. This is the opinion of talking till.
Listen,
not that serious. Not
that serious. Shout out DeLorean and Montel. This is y'all man's right here.
All I'm saying is, okay, I said it depends on what type of agent. Because me personally, I don't find Chinese, Japanese, or Korean women attractive.
So what type of Asian women?
So Filipinos, okay. Yes. Indians, yes. Hawaiians, yes.
You don't think Suki was cute?
Suki.
Too fast to fear?
No.
Devin Aoki?
I don't know who that is. He thinks, no, this is the same dude that thinks Lucy Liu is an attractive.
Yeah, she's not. Wow.
She's gorgeous.
She's the devil's a whole lot.
Yo.
No, she's not.
She is wow. beautiful.
You're Asian, spectrum of Asian women people and basketball are probably my
second
nuts.
Favorite people next
you
to black
You go to bat for the weirdest.
Right. Oh, that's a wild shit.
Japanese people are beautiful.
Show me one.
What's that boy?
Damn.
Is he Japanese? The boy from Anaconda?
Again.
This nigga said show me one.
That's Keenan.
You're not shit.
I don't even know.
Our numbers in Japan are going to tank.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Y'all have it?
Listen.
We do.
There's actually. Nothing against them, but I just...
All right, Kenan, we're done. We're done with you. You sound like... I like black people, but I'm not really attracted to them. But just go. Give the mic to Q, please. Thank you. You were fun.
Exit, stay left. Stay left, please.
You don't think...
Q, have you been with an Asian woman before?
Yeah, once or twice.
How's that?
My... I'll talk about is... She was... Japanese from Hawaii.
Oh, so she felt safe with you.
What? Yeah, really but that's not racist.
Wait, what'd you say?
He said, "What's their coochie sideways?"
I
said, "Name out the bill."
That's wild.
Y'all are nuts.
Anyway.
He was like, "I'll read it."
Yo, all right, okay.
All right. Y'all
are and he's another stupid. Reason why we can't have visuals.
Yeah, that's exactly why we can't. Like, look at this nigga. Like, he's crying. He
Y'all
cracks himself
are
up.
Stupid.
And but the thing is, only those two niggas think it's fucking hilarious because they had the same reaction the last time he did that.
Well, they're the devil. Anyway, continue speaking on your experience.
It wasn't college. No, wasn't a bad experience at all.
You said she was what? Was that back?
She was half Japanese and half Hawaiian.
So, all right. But I know I don't want to feed into.
She looked Japanese.
I don't want to feed into the stereotype. But do you feel like in an experience like she approached sex differently than American women? She probably was American.
Yeah, she was American.
I would say, like, do you think Asian women or...
Nah, she wasn't the type that, like, you know, like, fucking blur out their private part type.
Yeah. Do you know... Hold on.
Everything blurred out in her...
Did she come in a schoolgirl uniform?
What the fuck is
wrong? Did she sound like every anime ever?
Y'all definitely lost all y'all.
I pray she don't hear this shit.
She wanted the hibachi. She brought some chopstick home in her book bag.
Oh my god.
Chill, because I do that.
No, but I feel like Asian women get the stereotype of being like
submissive and stuff like that.
Ungroomed, I guess you could say.
Ungroomed.
I never thought that.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. I've heard that.
What do you mean?
Like they just don't shave and all that.
Oh,
type
okay.
Of shit like
I
that.
Didn't know if you meant like groomed like, by a person or like titanic.
It's more like a Trey Young thing. They got thin hair.
Yeah.
Stop. Like, you did not have to bring him.
And they both pussy.
Fuck Trey Young.
And fun fact, both pussy. Go ahead.
But nah, it was cool. It was a good experience. It was good enough that I circled the block a couple times.
Okay, real quick before we go into the next question, those of you who have had sex with women of different races, do you notice a difference in the sex? Mm. Is there a difference in the sex?
I don't think it's race. More of like, not out of culture. I think culture is the right word, but the content of culture is wrong. Like, how do I say this? Because I don't think it's a race thing, but it's kind of like the crowd. Like, you can tell by, like, the crowd they kind of hang out, right? You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
Like, there's experienced white girls, but, you know, they might be, like, they're not the fucking white girl you imagine when you think of, like, crappy little white girl. You
know, I think of a white woman, I think of Satan, so.
You've never had sex with a white girl?
No.
Nah. Oh, okay.
Nah, never.
It's not bad.
All right. Well, okay. So that was the first question. 10 more to go.
That's the name of the episode.
Yeah, yo.
Isn't it Hyundai?
Was it Mitsubishi? That's the name of the episode?
Hyundai!
Mitsubishi. All right. This is my favorite one. Why has Kenan still not shut the fuck up?
That's really there. That's
because
you in my house. You know what? That's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
Great answer.
Great answer, Kenan, because we're in his house.
Good job.
Okay. Are you smart, Kenan? Are you smart?
I'm a weed.
Yeah.
Yo, I love those videos.
Kenan, and them kids is dumb as fuck.
Yo, that little boy Zan.
Yo, that was nigga.
Zan is my favorite, but that boy is stupid,
bro. All them kids are stupid. Them niggas is dumb. Them little niggas is hopeless. You might as well chunk them kids up to the game right now.
Roll them in the army.
Some of them is cute though.
Nah, they letting that little light skinned drunk head.
Let the nigga say the shit.
They let him teach.
The conversation we've had for an hour.
I'm looking at him like this nigga teaches.
Facts.
This nigga's in charge of educating.
What are you doing with these? No wonder
that kid can't speak right. Can't, he can't even say yes.
He asked the one little boy, "What country do you live in?" He said, "The hood."
She asked one of these kids, she's like, "Who's Shakespeare?" "My cousin." I'm like, "You."
He said, that's my cousin. She said, "That's both my cousins."
Yo, little kids would literally say,
I'm like, "You stupid little fuck."
They're like four.
I was like, you might as well get their Subway uniforms ready for them now.
God. Leave them alone.
Because all they do, they about to make a ham sandwich. They making ham sandwiches till they die.
What's that, 43?
43.
Yeah. Does it matter? Did y'all hear what y'all did like 2 minutes ago?
There's nothing wrong with them making ham sandwiches till they
put
die.
Put the Camaro on layaway now.
That's
going to fire up the Camaro.
Fire up, get ready to get on base.
Y'all are
a 10 hut, bitch.
Can you walk in a straight line?
Oh my God. Sergeant Bria, are you smart? Yeah.
Not y'all talking about
you. Sergeant Bria,
are you smart? Y'all are
fucking stupid. They were like, "Are you smart?" Caca.
Third and third.
You don't answer me.
Oh, why would I stink to
you? My foot up your ass. You're dead.
Bro, I'm crying. Yes, sir. Are you smart?
Yo, y'all are stupid.
I reckon.
Gang signs is ridiculous.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Third question. We want to know all of your kinks in the next episode.
Weak. I think we kind of went over that.
Yeah, minute. I like my nipples licked. And gooch licking, that's easy.
You like your nipples licked?
Absolutely.
I don't really have much.
That's funny.
Suck on these knockers.
Not the knocker.
I like to get my dick sucked. That's free.
That's not a kink.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't kink shame.
Yeah, right?
That's not a kink. That's regular size.
I don't really have.
Moan into a strap
on? I don't really have, like.
I don't.
Nah, it's the same thing. She's wild.
Don't let him feed. She like feed that shit.
Don't let them feed you that strap.
I don't use that.
Oh, my God. The way you
call it. All right, hold on.
Go ahead.
Y'all getting on my damn nerves.
Good. Oh, yeah, I ain't really got
nothing. I don't really have
one. You said that one thing you said in the last one episode?
I was about to say, you don't have a kink?
I said I would let a female spit in my mouth.
That's right? A kink.
That's a kink. That's the thing you're into.
But that's not something he does on the regular.
Yeah, that's not something.
He said that's like a fantasy.
But it's like,
not even a fantasy.
But even still, that's like a kink.
I've experienced it. I would allow it if that's what you're into.
Yeah, I don't have a kink.
Would you spit in somebody's mouth?
No.
So you let somebody spit in your mouth, but you don't spit in their mouth.
Yeah, I don't really like the way I would even look. Imagine myself doing that.
I understand. I can completely get that.
Cute.
Hey,
yeah, it has something to do with Polynesian sauce, I imagine.
That's racist. Like,
it's not racist because he's not Polynesian. He just looks it.
Wouldn't that be even more racist? Like, if you called a Japanese person Chinese?
Yeah. What if come see, come sign.
opposite angle.
I hate
my niggas is clocking my
car. What I'm saying, like, I don't get it. Y'all are
6-1.
Y'all are hypocritical as fuck.
Go 6-1.
It's
6-1
and half a dozen. It's racist. It's colorism. That's what it is.
Oh my god.
It is what it is.
But you didn't ask Keenan what his kink was.
I feel like getting his ass ate.
No.
I'm weak.
That's my thing. Hey, don't touch. Not yeah, me. I don't like anything with my butt.
Mm-hmm. I told you, he likes to beat off with blue cheers. Beat off a never-ending erection.
But one time, a girl did ask me
meet-a-thon.
If she could smack me. And I was like, sure, let's see how this goes. And she smacked me. I was like, PTSD!
Don't do that shit again. Yeah, I wouldn't want to get smacked.
Don't do that shit again.
Choke me. All right, next. These are some high school ass questions.
Oh my god.
Listen to this one. Who has the highest body kill?
What kind of dumb what? Shit? What are y'all, 12?
Yeah. Nah, Randy, who said that?
Who said that? It's all anonymous. We don't know. It's all anonymous.
We will find
who
out.
Who has the highest body count? It's you!
Definitely a woman said this.
Yeah. Trying to get niggas to self snitch.
Facts. They probably over there like Corey.
They didn't say that.
No, I'm just saying they hoping for that answer. Like,
yeah, they didn't say anything. Okay,
what the fuck are you talking about? Okay,
they didn't say no names. Why did you say me?
Oh my god.
they didn't name drop. Right? Okay, right? Right? They didn't name drop.
I'm just saying they probably at home like.
Next question. Next question. What is the biggest regret / mistake you've made with a chick? Whether it was, I'm not getting into
this. Yeah, you're getting way too biggest
regret. I'm not. That's too.
Wait, what is it? What's the question?
All right, what is the biggest mistake / regret that you've had with a chick or made with a chick, whether it was a hit or a miss? Like, what is your biggest mistake or regret concerning a woman? That's
definitely asked by a woman.
That's definitely asked by a woman. I'm not doing that right now. Too raw. Still too raw.
Okay. Elsie?
too raw right now.
Too raw.
I just took the band-aid off.
I don't know. I feel like probably dealing with somebody. Like, and then in the long run, it was like, I should have left that alone.
You live
and
learn.
Yeah.
Have you ever cheated on somebody?
No.
Nah.
Stop fucking lying.
Fuck up, Tina.
That's a fact.
Nah, I never.
So you did.
Is that yours?
So we're still waiting.
So damn, they gotta just figure out where we're going.
Yeah, wait for an answer, Bubba.
Because I mean, like, yes. No, that's where my head would have gone. But mm-hmm. Like, I'm just seeing they're kind of reading me.
Yeah.
Nah.
I didn't want to be alone.
Say yes, and be like me too.
Yeah,
no, nigga, I would have said me too.
No.
I got you. I'm done. It's okay.
I'm trying to think. I don't know, bro. I don't love these hoes. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. That's what we get.
I said I'm just. I serious. Stand by that.
That's where we differ.
That's what we get for you. And I love this.
I loved every single one of them.
And that's your problem.
And it hurt all the time.
I love you, Daddy. I love you, Daddy.
Corey, you got one?
I regret my freshman year in college. I kind of led this chick on to think that it would be something like more than a physical exchange. Mm. And she kind of like broke up with her boyfriend for me. Ooh. And then, like, I kind of just regret. I should have been more vocal about my intentions.
So I will agree.
Well, she was in a relationship, so
kind of cacoish.
She's actually married now. So kudos to her. I'm blocked, but she's still married.
I know you're talking.
I'm blocked, but yeah, they always block me.
It's always me.
I'm just here to like you, bitch, baby. It's just Instagram, bitch. What we doing? What we talking about?
It's just a way back in.
Nah.
Literally.
Nah, yeah, but that's a whole other rabbit hole right there, Mike. Love you, Daddy.
I'm going to agree with Corey. Like, mine's like, back in my young days, like, I used to do a lot of, like, not even time, just like, girls. I would present boyfriend activities when I'm really just trying to just do what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm selling the boyfriend dream.
Absolutely, I get it.
When it's like, you really don't have to do that. Especially when you get older, you don't have to do that shit.
Yeah.
And then most recently, I will say my biggest regret is being complacent. And that is all I'm going to say.
Thank you.
Respectfully.
Respectfully.
We'll leave it all at right.
That. It's her fault.
And we're going to leave it at that.
I'm not going to do that.
You said thank you.
I acknowledge my... complacent.
Next question.
I'm not talking about anybody in particular.
Next question. Yeah, but I just, you know, okay. Next question.
See ya.
The Sixers sucks. Will that ever change? No.
Yeah.
So was the fucking Heat, Gary. Fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. That was easy.
Yeah. So was the Heat, thanks, Gary. And the Knicks, if there's Army.
CC Tempo. Yeah. Literally.
You guys got swept. Nothing will ever change that.
In Army, you got gentlemen swept. Same shit.
Niggas, every day is a sweet.
Julius Randle's a combo with you, bitch.
Every day is a sweet when you root for the Knicks.
Every day.
Life is a sweet.
Yeah.
Next question. A girl I've been talking to for about a year has said the words, I want to marry you, I love you very much, and I want to be with you in the future. But at the same time, she wants to have sex with other people.
Run!
What would you do, guys, doing the same scenario? And can you truly love someone if you want to pursue sexual pleasures with other people?
Ooh, first of all, that's
a loading question.
I'm almost praying that you just made this up.
Yeah,
I hope whoever did
because
this.
Because if this is really your situation.
Why
you
gotta
get
ask this?
You gotta get the fuck up out of there.
You gotta get up out of there.
Ask y'all.
No, okay.
Ken, what?
No, and this is a growing thing in our generation that, like, monogamy doesn't have to be, like, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I don't know this shit, but, you know, obviously I think older generations didn't really at least openly follow it, but I feel like our generation younger, it's becoming more and more of a thing that monogamy is.
I feel like that's
but this person's saying, I love you, I want to marry you.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with sex.
In their mind, that has nothing to do with sex.
It has nothing to do with sex.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
What type of movie y'all niggas live in?
I know, right?
Fuck that.
If we're married and I love you,
they're not married.
You fuck. You're gonna.
She's saying like I want to marry.
Wait,
but they're
read
not
that
married.
Again.
Yeah, but she don't love you that much because you're.
No, I can get that.
You're risking the opportunity of losing.
I can get that, but what if she wants to be polyamorous?
A girl I've been talking to for about a year now has said the words "I love you" and I want to marry you. I love you very much, and I want to be with you in the future. But also, she wants to have sex with other people.
She might also
like right now. Like, so is she saying that they're not? Is this person saying they're not together?
They are. They've been together for a year.
So why are you? What are you?
They've been talking to for about a year.
Yeah, about to say if you want to marry somebody after a year, there's already something wrong.
Y'all together?
Yeah, they gotta be together.
Yeah,
and we're gonna have to break this down part by part.
Yeah,
now,
please.
So if you're talking to a person for a year and you're not together. That's reason one.
Red flag
one. Get the fuck out of
there. They're together. We're talking about marriage. Come on.
Not necessarily.
Nah,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
y'all
are.
That's toxic.
Not
they're not together.
A lot of cat. Y'all aren't dating, but you're talking about marriage.
I don't think they're talking about it. She
I've capped before.
That she wants to get married. That too.
We all have capped.
She mentioned she wants to get married to that person.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that
we've all have capped.
Hold on. No side
conversation. We all have capped now. Now she didn't. All I'm saying is, if they were together, he would have said that. He has said the person.
We'll all give a response.
This girl I have been talking to.
In our generation, talking to is kind of been the
new
no.
No,
it's not because
talking is talking.
Talking is talking.
Talking and dating are not the same thing.
Talking and dating is not.
In 2021, yes, the fuck.
No, I actually kind of. I agree with you.
I'm not saying
I don't
do that.
Yeah,
but that's what people do
in our generation.
That's what people might do, but that's the literal definition of talking and dating are
near. Well, I'm talking about like this. If we talk, we're going on dates.
Not necessarily.
That?
And what do y'all do?
Not necessarily.
Fuck it. That's
literally.
It.
Okay.
Hold on.
Q, go ahead.
If they're not together, why is he having a problem with her fucking other people?
Because he likes her.
No,
because
they're fucking together. And he should be fucking other people because we're together.
Yes,
nigga.
No, because I've been in this situation where
too.
You like somebody and they just, they just playing around.
When you love someone.
And you like that. Q's a big man. He's never been a simp before.
Yeah. No, but
not for me.
No, just take what he said. If we're talking,
he or she.
He or she, whatever.
They them fucking Demi Lovato, they.
are.
I hate you, actually.
They are talking, right?
They are on a podcast.
He was saying, shut the fuck up.
Tell them, both of y'all, shut the fuck up. It's the shut the fuck up man and the shut the fuck up girl. Two and shut shirt. The fuck up pod.
I wish the fuck y'all would.
Jesus, they're gosh. Talking and they have a conversation about being them, the other person loving them. So they're talking enough that the other person loves them. And they talked about marriage between them. Like,
cat before.
Unless they're 18.
Bro, like, I'm gonna counter you that.
Bro,
with
how many people you've been dealing with for a year? You tell them you love them and you tell them you want to get married. That's not something you do at a grown ass adult.
Yes, you do.
We don't know how old this person is.
I mean, I get, like, and that's
because
either,
when I would
either way in this situation, all I have to say is if those are the type of conversations you're having, like you love, they love you, and you want to be together, and y'all want to get married or whatever. But and then in the same breath, they're like, yeah, but I want to have sex with other people.
If you're not cool with
you should probably get out of there if you're not cool with that. Because you wouldn't be asking us if that was okay with
right.
That. So what you need to do.
You don't like it.
What you need to do is get the fuck ASAP.
And news flash or breaking news, if that's how the other person thinks.
She's it's not going to change.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this.
She's going to cheat on you.
In my 28 years. Two things, you lose them how you get them.
That is
right?
True.
You lose them how you get them. So in that, and you cannot try to change your partner.
No.
You accept them for what flaws and all. You cannot try to change them.
Especially with sexual desires, like it's gonna come out one way or another.
Yeah, if she tells you,
I see people out here fucking coming out. They married and coming out. I'm like, yeah, I'm bisexual. I'm like.
You got kids.
You can be, but that doesn't matter. You could come out.
Oh, we know, Mr. Rights. We know. Shush.
But I also think like it's because like that he or she's asking us like what do we do in the situation. One, with the mindset that I have, and it doesn't have to turn to like a big thing. You just be like, I would have a conversation. I'd be like, the way I view myself as the prize. Either you're in or you're out, and you're just not in the right mental capacity where this can exist. Mm-hmm. So I think it's best that we cut off physical interaction, and I think we just remain friends. I love you, you love me, but I just don't think that we're in love right now. I don't want to lose you, so I'm okay with us being just friends. And when I do enter my next situation or relationship, as are you, I'm going to tell them about this, so we're probably going to, it's not going to be the same, but I wish you the best. If you ever need anything, you got my number. Very simple.
But I'm getting out a year before it gets to 2-3 years. You talk about fucking getting married.
Yeah, because
you get married now. You talking about fucking
money?
Married.
I can get back. I can't get back time.
Can't get back time. Yeah, right. if you in a year and first of all you just talking to someone and they haven't made the clear decision that they're with you. That's a red flag.
This is
one.
Coming from somebody who's talked to somebody for over a year. It doesn't take that long.
Man, this is somebody.
It doesn't take that long to figure out.
Hey, bro, this is coming from somebody who's talked to somebody on and off for. Years,
okay. How do you feel about it? Yeah.
But hold on, just because. So his thing. There's some people who don't like view sex as just
no. But like you wouldn't.
No, that's fine.
But the thing is, just because somebody can want to have sex with multiple people doesn't mean that they don't have the mental capacity to love one person.
One person. That's right.
That's not. But this person clearly. Isn't comfortable with them having sex with other people, or they wouldn't be asking this question.
Or maybe he like this person hasn't been open to it yet. So like it possibly could have just been brought up, and they're like, I don't know what to do because I haven't experienced
that. Mm-hmm.
And if your initial reaction is no, you're probably not going
to
come around.
And if your initial reaction is to ask random niggas on a podcast, you have some reservations.
Kenny, would you be in a relationship like that?
Yeah.
Y'all just would. Y'all just fucking other people. But
yeah.
You think you're
really thinking
was
and also you have swingers.
That too.
And a lot of people are comfortable with that.
Some people, Mike, first time somebody, like, have you ever had escargot?
No.
Has anybody in here have had escargot?
I'm broke.
Now, the first time somebody told you, like, oh, you want to eat a snail? You're like, hell no. But to you, taste it, like, this isn't bad.
I thought it was terrible.
Well,
well, that fucking backfired.
Well, so I've had it, and it's not bad.
Guess what?
Now when I go out.
Oh, so this is the thing. Escargot is a specialty dish from France. You can't go to McDonald's and get an escargot.
But
that's not the main. That's not the popular thing. That is a fringe thing.
Having multiple partners is also something that's done outside of America.
It's done in America.
It's done in America,
but it's big outside of America.
I'm saying what I'm saying to you that is not the popular thing. Yeah.
Yeah, in America, but you leave
but
here.
Where
you
we like, at, nigga?
But what I'm saying is, like,
if I'm with one person, we are fucking together.
That's it to me.
We're not. Yeah,
to
we're
me.
Fucking. If you, if when you I ask mean, me, fucking together, we are only fucking each other.
That is it. I'm not.
I mean,
I'm not. You're not. Huh?
Well, so he asking. That's who is asking us.
So look, who
he's asking me. He's asking all of us.
Whoever this is that asked it. What I'm saying, have a conversation. Okay. If you're not with it, then it's not for you. But if you have questions about it, experience it. And if you still don't like it after experience it, then keep it going. Then keep it going.
I feel like I don't know how I feel about that. You know that like
it's not
you
potato
try
chips.
It, yeah, you yeah, it ain't fucking.
It's a nigga fucking your girl. You can't take that back. So what if that happens? What if that happens? You can't go back from another.
You're never gonna view her in the same innocence that she once had.
Okay, but you don't necessarily have to try it, but at least talk to her about it.
I got a question.
Wait. So already you're already on the ropes because that's something that she wants to experience. Which means that, like,
she already had it there.
Not going to change her mind regardless.
So get out.
Which means the relationship, it isn't going to work.
That's what we're all saying. So, we're saying get out.
So
you're saying, you're telling this nigga to stay and give him the girl.
You're telling him to try some dick.
Not to try.
What I'm saying
is, if you're already in the mindset of this isn't going to work, okay, try and experience it first because if you don't like it then it just solidifies that you didn't like it.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, give it back to Keenan.
I get what Keenan's saying. He's like,
if
relationship's gonna fail or not gonna
work
out,
you
can at least,
like, if you care enough, you'd at least try to save it.
Exactly. He's like, well, what's it hurt if it's gonna fail anyway? So just try.
It's gonna hurt my fucking pride.
But
you sucking on it.
I'm gonna say, now
you put yourself in
the
head. You
don't necessarily have to see them, but
it's the fact that I know
that you went over
the fucking no. Somebody had to coof you before you anyway, so somebody like
that was none of my business.
My turn now.
It's my turn.
I put in the time because somebody had it before me doesn't mean I want to share it when I got it.
Yeah.
Somebody ate off that dinner plate before you, but that means somebody want to come over with a knife while you're eating.
Okay.
If you buy a used car, that don't mean the nigga that had it before you just come and pull up and be like, hey, this was my car before you, so I'm gonna drive it.
And remind, and remind you,
my car.
And remind you, you turned it in.
I bought it. Your name is no longer on this car. This is my note.
It is now it's registered to me.
But
yeah.
The miles still on it,
Aaron. Fuck. Goodbye.
Get out of here, Ray J. All
right, but look.
The fuck?
I'm about to start smacking you in the back.
What do you think is the appropriate time that you talk to somebody before, like, you take that nigga?
Say it again?
What is the
There's too much niggardry in it.
What do you think is the appropriate time to talk to someone before you make that next leap?
Leap into what?
Into a relationship.
What do you mean?
How long do you think is the appropriate time while talking before you enter a relationship?
Yeah, if you're not,
I don't think you can put a time on it. You have to be comfortable.
But there's people that do. They're like, all right, I'm not talking to somebody longer than 3 months. So, like, I feel like putting a timeline on certain things like that because you're dealing with a person. You're not. Yeah,
that too. And
you're dealing with a person.
And
shit happens in life. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you got out of a 5-year relationship, you gonna wait a little bit. But
yeah.
if you've been single for 3 years, you're gonna be like, nigga, I'm trying to figure out right now.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think it just goes off. Like, I've talked to somebody for like up to 2 years and we've never made that leap.
But there's
and
people who have
somebody for 2 months.
I'm not talking about
that. There's people who have that strict, like, 90 days. Like, we're not together 90 days.
Well, no, the reason, well, I've said this before, if you let me waste your time, I will, right? So the reason why we never...
you did say that.
Yeah,
not the reason.
Yeah,
it was wrong when
so
I said
crazy.
It was wrong when I did it, though.
Yeah, you're
wrong.
Oh,
no, wait, but, so, like, if you let me waste your time, I will, right?
Yeah.
And the reason why it was, like, on and off for 2 years is because I just never saw myself with her long-term because of just, there were, like, things, there were ways about her that I just didn't like, and I just, I know that I wouldn't be able to put up with that in a relationship.
All right. Which, I mean, so, I guess, did she ever bring up a relationship?
Yeah, all the time.
And what'd you do?
Yeah. I mean, you see me do interview talk, I can get out of it.
I love just watching the thing, Corey. He's hilarious.
So, basically, what we've gotten down to, I'm saying, Mike is saying, get out of there.
If you are,
before you get out of there with her, you need to have a very transparent conversation with her.
Yes.
Because it's obviously both feelings on both parts.
Exactly.
And like,
it's a deal breaker for her.
And it's not a knock on her because she wants
to. Bro, the
to
fact
do that
she, it's not a.
It's not a knock.
It's not a knock. But when she, if she felt the need to mention that, she's going to do it.
Yeah,
not
necessarily.
Mm. Or she's either going to do it or she's going to not do it and resent you.
Exactly. So,
it's a lose-lose.
Both roads lead to y'all not being together. So you need to think about
it. Down the road, yes.
You got to just hope that she's honest enough to tell you if it's something that she needs or something that she like.
She made enough point to mention it. You want to do it. If I take the time, if I say, I love you, I want to be you, but I want to fuck other people, that desire is strong in you. So you're either going to do it or you're not going to do it and you're going to resent them. And it both, like Corey said, both rules right. lead to the same goal of y'all not being together.
I'm going
to
ask y'all a question and just stick with me.
Here we go.
Does it change anything if this person is like sexually inept? Like doesn't perform well sexually.
Those are things that
you can teach learn. Me. Then yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Like being inept is a two way street.
I mean, like maybe this person like you know.
Now if he doesn't have the desire to do it,
game just ain't like that.
Or he or she just isn't
into sex like that.
Yeah, it's just there's not a very sexual thing.
I guess that changes it a little bit. But if you're another
human, that's a very unique situation.
I'm talking about if you're a regular person that likes sex and your girl likes sex or your boy likes sex or whatever, but they just want to get some extra junk, you need to be cool with that. Because if they feel the need to mention that to you, that is something that is on their mind and that's something they really want to do.
Right.
So you got to figure it out. So that is what we're saying. Get out of there or figure it out and get out of there. I think you should get out of there.
Yeah. Next question.
All right. This is not a question, but I love you guys. When I found the pod 2 years ago, I was a freshman in college and y'all got me through that year with the laughs. Keep doing what y'all doing. Deja.
Oh, thanks. Hope everything's going well in school.
Yes. Next question. I need the NTS pod's thoughts on the cool Kai situation, Air Jordan 1 trademark. Have y'all seen this?
Yes, I have. Apparently, that dude, Cool Kai, was putting out the ones.
And he's from Jersey, correct?
With the lightning bolt? I don't know. But they were actually, like, he was selling, like, plastic shoes. Like, the shoes weren't even, like, real leather. So not only is he, like, selling some fugazi-ass shit, but he's selling plastic shoes that aren't built well or designed well. And he's overcharging. So, big baller brands.
What's overcharging?
I forget what the price was, but they're expensive.
All right. So, because the only reason I'm asking is because like if you buy real Jordans, the leather is like very low.
$600-$800
on eBay. Suck my fucking
dick. So like, explain the lawsuit.
I don't know the lawsuit.
Basically, it also has something to do with the dude, Warren Lotus. He was making, he has a clothing brand. And they were making sneakers that pretty much look like, they look like Air Jordans. Like they kind of had the same model, and they follow the same modeling. And it's like, I guess they've been getting by where they literally just look like a Air Jordan, but instead of the Nike sign, it's a lightning bolt. And Nike's like, yo,
gaining traction.
We don't like this because this is pretty much our shoe, mm-hmm. except the logo. Like, you've done everything the same but our shoe. But then you have their side where it's like, but it's not your shoe. Mm-hmm. And then fashion is like an open interpretation type of thing. And I guess they got the lawsuit or whatever put through, like patent put through, where they own this type of blueprint and they laid out the blueprint of a shoe and other shoe companies can't follow that blueprint. Mm-hmm. Like how the stitching works and the different panelings of the sneaker. And it's, I haven't really followed it that much, but I think it is interesting going forward about what these young creators and these other fashion designers do. Especially, you can get away with stuff in garments, like in t-shirts and designs.
This nigga donated $40,000 to Lupus Fund.
Sure.
To do Air Kai? That made them?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
He shows a video of him writing a check with like a Rolex, not a fucking flooded out Rolex in the background. Oh,
This nigga on 4X time.
Yeah. Like, low key look mad. It like takes away from the fact that he's donating $40,000.
Yeah, like how much that watch cost.
Yeah.
The watch could have went to Lucas. Fucking.
You fucker.
Fucking ass.
But I mean, like, it seems like he's doing it all through black culture too. He's like big on like
supporting HBCUs and like.
I mean, I think as a community, we need to get behind that. But he's moving like that.
Yeah, I'm. I don't
he's moving.
But now I say that I'm not spending that kind of money on shoes.
Yeah, I have trouble with this because he's moving these shoes that are really low quality. But I don't know if he's meant for these shoes to be wearing people. He's wearing these shoes, but like, why are you selling shoes if you don't want people to wear them? People already use that that excuse. But I don't know, man.
I don't know enough about
it. Yeah, I'm not knowledgeable about it, but I'm just saying, like, if this goes the way it's going to be a big barrier for a lot of people who want to get into the sneaker making industry, which is already really, really hard to get into.
Yeah.
Because anybody can
copy somebody else's shoe.
Anybody can, like, it's fairly easy to start a clothing line with garments like jeans and t-shirts because you can make those designs, but shoes. What really options do you have with sneakers?
Yeah.
Like, no matter what design you go with, high, mid, low, top, you're probably going to be taken from somebody else's design. And Nike being able to do that kind of puts a...
Yeah. That's like, I have the Fugazi ones. You ever see me wear them? Mm-hmm. It's called One in the Chamber. And they're basically Jordan 1s, but instead of a Nike sign, they're actually, it's like an upside down revolver. I'm not exactly sure what the difference is, because if you look at this shoe, if y'all look up One of the Chamber Fugazis, they're Jordan 1s, really. I mean, it's the same thing, but I don't understand what the difference is between like them and this cool Kai nigga. I don't know, but it's a little confusing to me.
But is that endorsed by Nike or
no? Nah, this is not endorsed by Nike at all. Not at all.
You probably did that as a limited release, or they probably sent him something saying
they are now. They're super limited, super limited.
Limited like, price.
The Fugazi.
No, they're those expensive are super. As fuck.
They are now.
This one joint selling for $1,250.
I bought them for $187, but the price went up after Drake wore them.
Of course.
They probably didn't press it like that because he was doing a limited run. This dude is making the sneakers, and he's doing a continuous operation.
He got some crazy color waves too. Yeah.
So I guess you could get in, that could be a bit problematic.
Yeah.
So all right, we got the last question. One question. This is the last question. I skipped one because it's one that I put in as an example.
Okay.
Which Migo should run for president? Which is a very odd question. I don't fucking know. None of them.
Nobody.
They're remedial.
They're remedial.
I think they're remedial.
Offset would be a funny president.
I think a lot of people from
Atlanta. I think Quavo would do cool because I like the way that he took back his car from Sweetie.
All you need is charisma.
I like pettiness like that in a president.
You think that's petty?
No.
I don't think Quavo taking that car back is necessarily petty.
That's I feel like he was trying to be, but she didn't give a fuck.
She definitely gives a fuck. Because she's still in interviews talking about it now.
But like me personally, if you take back some shit that I could afford to buy myself, I'm not going to be mad.
Well, the fuck she ain't buy it.
Because somebody bought her one. Like, if you're going to buy it for me, because I'm pretty sure she can.
I'm not sure about that.
We already know rappers don't be getting paid like that.
She's a mediocre rapper.
That is
true. So she definitely...
Unfortunately, she's a woman, so yeah, she's not getting paid.
And that's not even the funny shit. It's just
that's just facts. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's just a fact.
And I just feel like at the time, just coming out with COVID for a whole year, you couldn't do shows.
Yeah, that is obviously true.
Where was her money?
Yeah, rappers were complaining because
established rappers were complaining.
Like Gunna.
Did y'all see the video of her show?
Oh, I mean, that wasn't really a show. She was just like fucking around on the boardwalk or some shit, right? Sweetie,
Was that?
She was on like a little stage. It was a little stage, and she was like performing.
I think she can afford that car.
That's what I'm saying. I think she could afford that car. Like,
I don't know, but what has she really done?
Nothing but remake other niggas' songs.
Like she hasn't even, like we just said, she got popping during quarantine. Really?
So before that, she wasn't doing like no crazy.
She was popular she
wasn't
last at, summer.
But she
that's
wasn't
what I'm saying.
At,
I
she probably
like doing, she wasn't
she
at
was
like
popular.
Festival.
Yeah, about to say, she
Mike Tyke came
summer.
Out a good while before COVID. Yeah. And I'm sure she
was she doing festivals.
She ain't made nowhere near enough off that yeah. one song to.
She never had her own
why
tour.
Why can't you? Why can't you? What do you mean?
But she had more tour. Than just that, like.
But that's the only song of hers I know.
But she got Clout don't make Clout don't pay.
No,
the
I'm not. I know that, but I'm saying she dropped more than just My Type. That's all I was saying.
But
she,
I think
that she.
She does have a do so Icy Girl is platinum.
Yeah, she got platinum.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
but like, she signed to Warner. You know she on a 360.
Well, most artists are.
That's what I'm saying. Most rappers is broke, and most rappers ain't really getting started in quarantine.
Combined. I don't think
literally.
That, yeah, no, absolutely, but I don't think that that's petty because just because she can afford it herself doesn't mean that that wasn't.
No, I don't, no, I'm not saying that, but I feel like he did it to be petty, even if it's not, y'all don't feel like that gesture, because I don't think if I bought you something, I want to take it the fuck back, I'm taking the fuck back.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah,
you did that out of spite. Let me say it's not petty.
I absolutely
it's
would
spite.
Take
it's
that
spiteful.
Shit back.
I would take it back.
I'm
too.
Not a
take
her back.
I'm going to take her back. If it costs that type of money, I'm going to take her back.
I feel like
now, if it was like
spite,
a, if it was like a,
it's still petty.
If it was like a ring, then okay. But that's a car that needs.
It's a Bentley.
But either way, because if I buy it, like, but I feel like if I buy you something, I don't want that shit back because I bought it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
I bought it for you in the condition that you be with me.
Yeah.
I come with
yeah,
the Bentley,
but it's like you
icy,
took that away
yeah,
from
yeah, bitch, be icy.
You cheated. That doesn't.
I mean, well, everybody thinks that he's wrong for that. But
oh, yeah.
The relationship is over. It's over. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You don't get to keep my shit. We wasn't married. This isn't your reverberation.
She tried to take my Xbox.
True.
Yeah, apparently she really tried to take that nigga.
Yeah, I saw
that. She wouldn't give it back, right?
Like, that's some shit that woman was like.
And since we're going to talk about petty, that's way worse.
Oh, yeah, Xbox.
That's pennies on the dollar. that it's not even about the money. You trying to take my happiness.
Yeah.
No.
You know, I love that bitch.
No, because think about it, Xbox is not an expensive thing. Everybody in this room is not rich, and we can all afford it.
He can get Xbox.
It makes us happy.
He is walking a GameStop like, give me an Xbox.
How the fuck would I want to buy an Xbox?
Hmm.
Anywho,
PlayStation type version. I like the controllers.
Sub in PlayStation, same concept.
Yeah.
Other than that, what's next?
This nigga Zeke text me, "You okay, bro? You know, goddamn well, not
fuck up
from prison."
Oh,
Jesus. Not now.
No,
that
man.
Was low.
No,
you
no.
know I support that.
So
what else do we have? Though? I mean,
that's it. We don't have anything.
I say I don't really want to talk about sports.
Oh,
it's our podcast. Yeah. So about whatever the fuck we don't have to give these niggas. Yeah, we don't have to give these niggas the satisfaction of us
really,
being sad.
We talk about what we want to talk
about.
I'm about to sit here.
Yeah, you know what? Matter of fact, if we don't talk, let's talk about the Suns.
Yeah, so yeah, we're gonna keep it.
You
on
don't
want to
talk about sports?
Yeah, we're gonna
talk about the Phoenix Suns who've been done their series for the past I don't know week.
They're
Chris
cool.
Paul has COVID. Let's talk about that.
I hope the Jazz and Clippers go 7 so that it gives them some time to come back.
I hope so too.
It's not enough time. First of all, game 7's on Friday.
I think
he's
got to
be out a minimum
nah,
2 weeks.
Not.
Yeah, it is.
Nah, game five.
That was, you're right.
Yeah, so game 7's probably Sunday.
All right.
Or Monday.
And the Clippers won.
So it probably is going to go 7.
Probably.
I don't know if the Jazz beat them in LA. Paul George kind of.
I think
especially without
Mike Conley.
No, without CP3.
Oh no, I'm talking about the Sun.
Okay, yeah, I don't think it matters, who the Suns play.
If CP3 does not play, they're not winning.
He's not gonna be out the whole series. He might miss one game.
He's gonna miss at least two. This is COVID, bro. Not like. If this was something else, yes.
He tested positive, but he has the
vaccine, so he's probably fine.
Yeah, he probably could be something like asymptomatic, right?
You can still pass it to other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, hell yeah, I know that.
And on top of that, if this was the flu, he misses no games. He's gonna play. He just plays sick because like everybody plays.
Yeah. Well, you become you're not contagious anymore after a week.
Yeah,
it's
I think
like
11
seven
days.
To 10,
no,
it's
I think
7 to 10 days.
Because Mike actually had to exactly. I think it was 11 days.
Yeah.
Right. But he has to test as Q told us. He has to provide 3 negative tests.
I believe that.
Before he can even go back to work.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So he might miss like 2 games.
Jeez. Well, at least when he comes back, he'll be healthy.
Yeah.
Like, because he was hurt.
Yeah.
So, he'll be a blessing in disguise.
Nah.
He was hurt. His shoulder was fucked.
I'll just, like, he dropped two games. That's just gonna be hard getting out the mud.
Exactly.
Very hard.
But I think they could split without Chris Paul. I think they could split.
I don't know.
They can go 1-1.
We'll see.
It all depends with either one of them niggas, because if it's the Jazz beat themselves, and then it'll be the Clippers without Kawhi. So I think they could split one of those.
And Paul George is bound to give you one fucked up night.
Yeah, 1,000%. And on the other side, Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell could shit the bed at any moment. So you never know. I think they could split. Wait, we're not getting me all the satisfaction talking about Sixers.
Yeah, we're not. And I'm going to bring it to the East, but we still ain't talking about the Sixers. Mm-hmm. Since we all watched KD go nut last night. That was
a friction.
He's the best player. Yeah.
No question. Yeah. No question. He's obviously he's
a demon.
I think that solidified it.
All right. It did. So it like did what solidified it. What is as far as like the current state of the Bucks, but more so like on Giannis, how do we feel about Giannis right now?
I'm still calling him Giannis.
What should we call him?
Okay. Giannis.
Giannis.
We're in America. Fuck that Greek shit.
So,
yeah.
No,
you're correct. You actually appreciate it. No, she actually.
Is it racist that I don't say his name right?
If you mispronounce his name,
that gyro
know
shit.
His name.
Wait,
isn't
it's
Giannis?
Not, it's not a Greek name. It's isn't his.
That's actually not Nigerian.
No, he's African.
So
he's
actually
just from, he's just from Greek. Like he's
so
he
I can't.
No, he just had.
And yeah, he was born there. Like that's it. But that's his nationality. But his what would you call that?
Either way, fuck that nigga.
It's his ethnicity. He's African.
You can't be the best player on the team and you win. I've always said that. I think I understand by that.
Yeah.
Because
his shot selection late in games, man, is so questionable. Like, you have James Harden. Yeah, you have James Harden on. But at before the game, I mean, like, before, like, crunch time, his shot selection is usually not bad.
It's because he can't.
Yeah, because I just feel like he knows
but
his
he insists
he does. He does know his limits. But why are you shooting fadeaway jumpers?
It's because he can't shoot free throws. So he's trying to score without getting fouled. That's the issue.
Right, when he posted up James Harden.
And James Harden waved off the
team. Oh, my God. That was like.
Fadeaway? You shoot a fadeaway. You got to get to the bucket, bro.
You got to get to the bucket. But he can't shoot free throws. So
he didn't want to.
So he's
trying to score without.
He'd rather take a shot and try to make a shot rather than going to the basket and end up getting fouled and have to shoot free throws. I'd rather miss a three and get to the line and miss two free throws. That's what he's thinking.
That's true.
I think.
Nah, that actually makes a lot of sense as to why he would shoot a fadeaway jumper. Like, do you practice that shot?
No. But it's the same reason why you don't see Ben go to the basket late in games when games are tight. You don't see Ben shooting in general late in the game.
He's actually not in the game.
He don't want to risk getting fouled half the other one.
At this point, he gets benched late in the game. We saw that happen twice already.
Yeah, like it is.
You guys, obviously, I know Q said it, but, like, do you think you win a championship with Giannis, if Giannis is your best player?
No.
Thank you.
If Chris Paul was on the Bucks, who would be the best player?
Giannis. That's a unique situation because,
Chris Paul can close. Put it this way, Giannis can't be your closer.
Okay.
So you need somebody that can score down the stretch and somebody that's going to close out games.
Like,
that's
why. As much as I hate that coffee brewing coon, if you replace Chris Middleton with Jimmy Butler, I think they'd be a lot better.
Or if Giannis was on the Heat.
You know, that's the thing. I think you put Giannis, Giannis on the Heat and Jimmy closes.
Yeah.
You call him a coffee what?
Coffee brewing coon.
Definitely.
The nigga with no family.
But also, we said this last week, you said that if you put Giannis on the Heat, you just have two Robins now. You still aren't better than Brooklyn.
You're not better than Brooklyn.
Player position for position.
You have a better shot. Not,
but
if
that's a hard-working ass. Niggas working.
If Katie's playing like that, nobody's beating them.
Nah, nobody's beating them.
A healthy Sixers not beating them.
We're not beating them. No, we don't stand a chance.
Like
if Katie's playing like that, no one's beating them.
Nobody.
Like I think as far as like when I think of offensive players, I view it.
We also need to realize that Jeff Green went off for like six every game.
Nah, he was
like, which is
Jeff Green has six threes.
He had 30, but then the game before, fucking Blake Griffin didn't have 30. So like,
yeah.
That's part of the game where you need. But I just think that I think like in sports, like even when like you find like a quarterback who's getting hot, like I think what we saw like with KD, I don't think that you're going to stop him. I think he stops himself. I think if he misses a shot, it's not because of anything that you did.
PJ Tucker had his hand. Did y'all see that picture when PJ Tucker had his hand on KD's face?
Yes,
had his hand on his face.
I think I think part of what no one's talking about, I think part of the reason why the Bucks lost is because P.J. Tucker's on the floor.
P.J. Tucker plays good defense.
Yeah, but AD gave you 50, and P.J. Tucker didn't square all. So why are you out there?
Giannis needs to be sticking KD. Let's get that.
But
Giannis, he's not a perimeter defender.
But I think Giannis Bud's logic is
you need to play him on Kevin Durant, and he's the only one that has a chance of blocking his shot. Only person.
I think
Bud's.
But they need him to score, so they're like,
That's the mentality.
Well, sorry, Bud. You're not going to win. Good, but it rings
podcast. I got that you from.
Giannis is a two-way player.
You need to play two ways.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you where I got that from.
That's what he's hyped up to be, a two-way player.
You have been touted as the best at two ways.
Yeah.
So you need to play the best at two ways.
Especially when
you
need to
shake the scoring load, and you need to stick the best player, because that's what...
I'm not saying...
That's what you've been sold as.
Yeah. I'm not a believer in that. That's asking for too much. I think he should.
So look,
I see why they do.
When you had the Heatles, right? And you had Carmelo on the Knicks. Who guarded Carmelo on the Heatles?
You said what?
When you had the Heatles, when LeBron, Wade, and Bosh were on the Heat, and remember...
You said the Heatles?
Heatles,
right? Who guarded Carmelo?
Everybody. Shit, I've never heard of
it before. Was it Shane Battier?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why? Because Spo felt that it didn't make sense for LeBron to guard Carmelo because Carmelo was going to be able to do what he wanted to anyway. LeBron could preserve that energy, put it towards playing offense.
That's fine.
I ain't never heard anybody say that word.
You had three players that in 25.
The Heatles.
Hold on, Heatles.
You had three players on your team. I thought he was 25 consistently, right? The Bucks don't have that. The Bucks got a player in a fucking quarter that might be because Chris Middleton decides he flips a coin to see he flips a nine-sided coin to see if he's gonna show up, and only two sides of the nine-sided coin has fucking show up on it. You know, like the other seven sides are like so.
Because PJ Tucker played 33 minutes, he had 0 points.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Why? That's so stupid. Why?
Like, I just...
I think
he
for...
He can shoot, so, like, what the fuck going on?
No, I'm not saying he can't.
He's not hitting it. He wasn't hitting it.
So, like, you have no points? Like, come on.
I think, I just feel like...
It wasn't like he didn't have no chance. He's just missing his shots, because he got a few shots up. He just
probably fucking exhausted from chasing out Kevin Durant for no other... If you're chasing a nigga around all game, and he has 50, imagine how tired you are.
KD's tired because he got to score 50. But if you got Chase 50,
you got insane. Chase 50?
Chasing 50 is insane.
Nigga, I'm pissed. And KD played all 48 minutes.
Yeah, he never sat down.
He didn't come out.
But like, that, and this is...
He would have lost if he did.
Absolutely.
And I can honestly say this, and y'all know how I feel about LeBron.
Yeah, I saw it.
LeBron doesn't have that capability.
What you mean?
At least not anymore. To go all game, 50-point triple double.
He could have did that in Miami. Did he do it in Miami?
Nah, he did that.
He said not anymore. Y'all need to listen.
Not anymore. I don't think he ever did.
When he was on the Cavs and he played Boston in the conference finals?
Yeah, 2018, right?
Yeah, game 7.
Nigga was literally putting the team on his back. KD could never.
Well, KD performed last night.
It reminded me of LeBron, actually.
LeBron has never done what KD done last night. And I'm the biggest.
Well, I know he did. He literally did make history, I think, because he's the first 7.
Wasn't that a 50-point triple double?
Yeah, he did.
49 points, 17 nuts. Rebounds.
I don't know. To say LeBron could never do that, bro. I feel like it's just
the shots that he hit. The shots that he hit consistently down the
track. Nah, LeBron's not hitting
those shots. Those type of shots, no.
LeBron's not doing it like that at all.
Y'all know I'm here for LeBron.
Yeah, yeah.
LeBron is not
daggering back-to-back threes with niggas' hands in his face. He ain't doing that. And I don't know why you're looking confused.
LeBron's not paying 48 minutes
He literally did every series.
Okay.
Every series. Had a game-winning 7 bucket. Yes, he was.
Okay. You take Kyrie off that team. That LeBron had.
Kyrie wasn't there. Kyrie was in Boston.
They were playing against Boston.
Yeah. LeBron did that every series that year.
And they got beat.
In the finals.
In the finals to the Golden State.
Who the fuck is going to beat them? Seriously.
But we can't say he... But you said he did it.
Well, yeah. Show me one of the games where he put up numbers like that.
Bro, they went game sevens. They went game sevens. Yes.
Against who?
The fucking Raptors.
And LeBron was putting up numbers like that?
Yes, he was putting up numbers.
I know this is not a playoffs and it's mad old, but in 2008 he had a 52-point triple-double.
LeBron, now obviously he can score 50. He didn't get triple double.
But in the playoffs.
This was just like okay.
In a crucial game like that, where your other the two other best players are out.
I literally just saw that shit.
Like,
well, he never had two other best players. Like, what so he was like, doing it like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he never had.
Like when Anthony Davis was out. Like when Anthony Davis was out. LeBron, the fucking shell. Like, mm-hmm. Yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, I'm lying. He did have those two other best players, but in those situations, he didn't have to be
out. Yeah, no, but like when AD's out or against. Like he
he's crazy, old now.
He had like, crazy playoff runs when Kyrie got hurt. Like he had crazy runs, but he never closed a game like KD did last night. That was some shit. Down the stretch, bucket after bucket.
Shit was. Every time I was like, damn. And every other three, I was like, God damn.
And you never cross your mind like, oh, KD's not going to shoot this. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bron.
Nah, KD's definitely a killer.
He's LeBron would pass that bitch to fucking Haslam. No, KD was like, I'm getting the ball, and I'm shooting it every time. And this bitch is going in.
It must be nice to have a killer like that.
Like, that shit was crazy, bro. That was crazy.
These motherfuckers were playing fucking hot potato for 6 minutes.
I don't got time, bro. I really don't have enough time to disgust my disgust for these niggas.
Disgust your disgust.
They fucking suck.
Bro. Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. I never seen no shit like that.
Then can go back to Australia.
It was weird because when we were up 6 with like 3 minutes and 40 seconds, I was like, I'm a little uncomfortable right now.
Hell yeah, because they came all the way back. I'm like,
it was just like you knew, but you were just like, you didn't run out of time.
Once it got back to down to, we were up 25.
Once Trey hit those free throws.
Once it got to 10, I was like,
they started hacking Ben. I was like, shit.
Well, they were hacking Ben early. Like, they were hacking Ben third quarter.
And it wasn't a big issue.
We were up almost 20 when they started hacking
Ben. But they said that's what sparked the comeback.
Wow. Even so, like I said, like Atlanta wasn't really scoring like that when they were doing Hackabin.
They were missing. I was
It literally limited our possessions, so it gave them enough time to like you know to limit our possessions, and then the bench got in and they made up for it. It wasn't the starters. Trey was on the bench when they made that comeback.
Because you got to say our last field goal was at 6 minutes.
Lou Williams had 13 points in the fourth quarter alone.
That's nasty.
And then you had our bench players that gave you nothing.
Like no, they really tried to. They
zero.
Like, Doc, they really – I don't think they really had intentions on playing the starters in the fourth.
Bro, we were up 26 in the second half.
I don't think they were going to. And the lead literally dwindled, like, super fast.
So, look, Shake Milton had 5, but he was also 1 for 5 from the field. George Hill had 2 points. He was 1 for 5 from the field.
George Hill does not
score. And Thibel, he made – 2 threes, and that was the only threes he made. So yes,
he plays with the starters though.
Today,
Thibel?
No, Korkmaz played with the starters today.
Yeah, Korkmaz. And Korkmaz was 2 for 7, 8 points. But I mean, what stands out to me is Tobias Harris, because he had 3 possessions in a row where he didn't touch the ball. And
you did mention that.
And again, you highlighted today, he's making $40 million. You're not getting paid $40 million.
Sitting in the court. I mean, exactly. Sitting in the corner. Yeah.
To score 4 points.
Exactly.
You cannot do that. And I know we can talk about Ben. Ben is a slap for this, scoring 8 points. But you know what?
Leaving 10 at the free throw line.
And leaving 10 at the free throw line. But at the end of the day, yo, you get $19 million and you are a defensive player. I'm not asking you to give me 25 or 20 like I'm asking Tobias to do it. And Tobias gave you 21 less than his average in the playoffs. It's very unacceptable. And you're getting paid top $10 money. I can't justify that. And I can't justify Ben either. But I really can't justify this advice shit. Like, that's what you here to do. That is what you were brought here to do, to score. We to shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
To do it to only 4 points, really? Really?
And it would be one thing if he was like a two-way player, but we don't expect anything, you know.
Yeah, all I ask you to do is this.
Yeah.
Also, the good thing about it, he's also not – he don't get cooked like that either. Like,
yeah, like you're –
it's not like he's a lazy defender.
You're not a terrible defender, but we ask you to do is this, and you didn't do this.
But also, my main issue with him is I feel like he's okay with hype. Like,
but we needed Danny Green, and this game showed how much we need Danny Green. I never in my fucking life would have thought that I needed a nigga with a mohawk, but we needed that nigga with a mohawk. Like, it got to the point where the cameras, they were actually showing him. Like, look, there's Danny Green on the bench. I'm like, fuck, bro.
I don't think it's over. I think
this is over.
No, this shit is cleaned up, bro.
Because regardless if we win this series or not, That's whoever not, we play is going to be I looking mean. At us like, ain't these the niggas
either
that
way,
like,
Q, I don't. Hawks. I don't.
Were you looking at?
I knew he was so over there.
I knew what he was doing too. Did any of that put them up in a series that with
wait, what are y'all looking at? You got we're on a podcast.
With his side, with his sidekick down, LeBron's number. I'm the wrong guy. I'm here.
He didn't have a sidekick. Next best player was Dellavedova.
He definitely had Dellavedova as his second option.
No, fucking JR would better know that little disrespect.
Like that. Not that
Kevin option. Love was there. What are you talking about? Like,
yeah,
I'm not gonna disrespect Kevin Love like that.
No, I'm not gonna disrespect Kevin like that. Ain't no stratosphere where Dellavedova is better than Kevin Love. No. See, yo, you go to bat for the weirdest
niggas. Like, you have to go back and remember that.
Anyway, back to those playoffs. Because this thing is getting out of dark. That's getting out of dark hole.
Caesar, thank you.
I don't think the series is technically over. I think they can still win this. But if they don't win this, or if they don't win, next round they face the Nets. I don't expect them to win. But say they don't make it past the Hawks, what's next for the Sixers?
Ben is 1,000% getting traded.
And I think that's a Daryl Morey thing. I think he wanted to get rid of him this year.
He did. He was on.
He's definitely going to get rid of him now.
Intending on. He tried to.
Especially watching this. Especially watching. He's definitely going.
He tried to trade him for the season.
They told. Yeah. They told Ben that he was getting traded. Like his agent told him.
They told him and Thibodeau to pack your bags.
Yeah.
You just said today that we have 3 All-NBA defensive players. So defense is not a problem. No. One of them has to go, and I don't want him beat a Thibodeau. But if I trade Ben, I need a dog. Yeah. Like, I'm not trading Ben for picks or anything. Right?
But
like,
the thing is, Ben he's fucking up his value. Teams are gonna look at this like, why the fuck would we give you offense?
Fucking up his value, but not to someone like, for instance, like Washington, right? Like Bradley Beal is wasting away. They're not competing for anything. If I'm trading Bradley Beal, Ben Simmons isn't a bad replacement.
I don't even think they would do it.
But like, I'm just saying, like
Barry said it.
Like Chicago, right?
I don't even think we could swindle
CJ McCollum. Some people don't feel like Zach LaVine is enough for getting rid of Ben. I've heard a lot of people say that.
He's not enough because we really wouldn't have a point guard.
Yeah, like I've heard people say if you want to do that.
Zach LaVine can handle the ball. He's not a traditional point guard.
He's not a point guard.
That's all right, fine. Well, Zach, but if wait, I'm not trying to be funny. If we go get Zach, like Julian said, that doesn't solve our point guard problem. And we still paying $40 million.
I don't think you have a point guard problem.
I think we do.
Why?
I just think that we need a.
Because your point guard gives you 8-10 assists a game. That's not a point guard problem.
Yeah, but I think it's different when you have 8 assists, and I just think I think
the floor shrinks.
And not only that, like
exactly
you
change.
No, wait. You see that Ben has 8 assists, but what you're also not seeing is the possessions that we lose because Ben overpasses.
Exactly, you change that.
I'm just not saying he doesn't. I'm just saying some people feel like if you do Ben for Zach, yeah. It's not fair that the Bulls are getting over on you.
You think the Bulls are getting over by getting Ben Simmons and you get that?
What I've heard some people say.
Yeah.
No. I don't believe that.
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
I just think that if we don't, I just feel like this is the window.
You think Doc stays there with the series?
I think Doc is part of the problem.
I think he retires if we lose.
If we lose, he might retire. And then
it's part of the problem.
Just get Sam Cassell here and we'll see what he got.
Yeah. I think he retires.
Because I want him to be the coach of the future anyway, because I like the way he moves.
Is Sam Cassell on the bench?
Yeah.
It's too much standing around on offense for me.
Yeah, and I know Embiid's our GOAT, and I get that. Yeah. But especially when it's at the end of the game where you can see he's clearly gassed. And it's not even gas, but you see that knee is really finally starting to bother him, and the shots aren't falling. So for like the past 2 games, it's been a spurt where you can obviously noticeably see that Embiid is not—he's just not having it to finish.
I think,
and you're still trying to run the offense through. Yeah. That is the problem.
Yeah,
you have to run it through Tobias at that point.
I think offense should be run through Tobias a lot more anyway.
No, well, here's the thing. This is what I get from the situation. Literally. The way this offense works is we're going to give Embiid the ball every single time until you can stop it. And teams really can't stop it. It's just the fact that Embiid gets tired. And by the time the end of the game comes, nobody else wants to shoot the fucking ball. because
they're so used to just giving him all night.
And then we overpass, and then nobody wants to step up.
Nobody.
That's what happened in the last 6 minutes. Like, Embiid was tired.
Clearly.
And everybody's getting the nobody got the ball and was just like, I'm gonna shoot it.
It looked like a bunch of kids when you're at the store and you're in line at the grocery store and your mom goes, oh wait, I'm about to go get something real quick, mm-hmm. and you're stuck at the line and it's your turn coming up and you just look fucking confused. That's what everybody not named Joel Embiid on the Sixers looked like. They looked like they were at the counter. It was like, oh no, Joel's supposed to come in a minute. He's gotta hit a shot soon.
I just think even from a cap situation breaking down to coaching, we look silly. Could be paying $40 million for somebody not to win office. We look like the Cowboys. You make Zeke the highest running back in the league, but you run off with Dak in his arm. It makes no sense.
Well, I think at the end of the game, it's something that you say a lot. We started to play to not lose instead of playing to win.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you start to play to not lose, you lose every single time. You have to keep playing to win when you're winning.
It was two possessions in a row. Joel was at the top of the key with 2 seconds on the shot clock.
Yeah.
He has a four shot.
Why is that happening?
Why is that happening? And then Tobias just sits in the corner. Like, he's Ray Allen.
Daryl Morey, I don't think he would have ever gave Tobias that contract. And I think now that if he's truly running the show over Elton Brand.
Clearly.
I think he's just there to clean up the mess that Elton Brand made in that
Elton Brand needs to get stoned.
Well, Elton Brand is still there. Whatever capacity, he's there, right? But I think if Daryl Morey is really calling all the shots, like, he has that decision-making power. I think if they lose this series, I think Tobias is gone. And I think if you get something of decent value, that it's gone too. But I think Tobias is here.
Yeah, I mean, I can't fight it. I mean, both these.
I just think that this year is our window, because if you think about it, let's just say you get rid of who you just said you were. You also have to think of what we're dealing with from an injury standpoint with Embiid. He's not playing until January and February next year anyway.
Yeah. No, I mean, and everything's kind of falling into place, but, like, everybody else is fucking hurt. So, like, this is the time
for us to do it, and we're fucking around.
Because next year, you know, like, who the fuck though? Hopefully, you know, you're thinking Kawhi's back, you got Clay back, you got AD back, maybe. You get a healthy James Harden, a healthy Kyrie all year, like, maybe, like, that's going to be fucking whatever.
I thought the series was going to be over tonight, because I thought we should have won the last 2 games.
Yeah. So y'all said it's gonna come back.
Yeah, I thought the last 2 games, I thought we should have won. The series was gonna be over.
But like I said, I remember I was talking all that shit about how the Hawks almost gave up that first game, and I said, you know what? That told me everything I needed to know about the Hawks. Mm-hmm. Well, these last 2 games told me everything I needed to know about my team, and I was like, you know what? We're not built like that. It's something wrong with the chemistry. Like, the team has good chemistry. They work each other, but they're all too like-minded, and nobody steps up. I think Joel steps up.
I mean, Joel didn't have 40, right? But he had it through the first 42 minutes of the game, but in the last 5-6 minutes.
I want to shoot him bail because he has a torn meniscus, but it's like...
He didn't look like it.
He don't look like it, but...
Today, he did not look like he had a torn meniscus.
And then he started to look like he did.
But he's getting the ball every possession. He's tired.
But like you also said, what did you say? What do you always say? An offense shouldn't be run through a big like that anyway. We just do it because he's our best player.
Yeah. It should, yeah. It's not 1999. Yeah,
you literally said we're one of the only teams that do that.
We're the only teams that do that because we have to do it because he's our best player.
Because what you say should be run through like a guard.
There's no teams
tough when
everyone's
off
the building anymore.
I mean,
Denver
got swept.
That's why we're down.
Well, Denver got swept. I mean, Jamal Murray being hurt played a huge part.
Exactly. So Jamal Murray's there. They're still running off the super. Okay, but
he's their point.
But Jamal Murray just scored 50. Yeah, and they'll still run the offense to the big man, but the big man's passing to Jamal Murray.
No, Quashay's right, but you're also right because scoring 50 points cleans up a lot.
The big man's passing to the guard. Yeah, they're running it.
Okay, but Jamal Murray brings ball to the court, tosses it to the free throw line,
and then he gives it back.
And then he gets the right fucking back. Yeah, that's not. No, jumpers bring the ball down the court.
And passing it to Jamal Murray. Either way, he's passing it to Jamal Murray.
Bubble, nah. Yes, now this year a little bit because Jamal.
Either way, he's giving the ball to Jamal. Pass the ball to Tucker.
We watched it. Niggas got swept without him. They need
literally.
Him.
They need him.
They need him.
Of course, but
I don't think that's a slight to him. Exactly. I agree with
that's
you.
That's not a slight. Like, no, it's not a slight.
It's not a slight.
It's also been proven that that shit also doesn't work, Keenan.
You're not winning going through Bigman. It's not done.
They get swept if it was just Jamal Murray, not Jokic.
Okay, but you're not winning going through a big man.
They won a one with just Jamal Murray. So, like you said,
okay, can you show us a team sure that?
I think they might have got one.
No, I don't know. They get one.
Jamal Murray can go. He was going punch for punch with Donovan Mitchell.
They knocked out.
That game had nothing to do with.
They knocked out
big man.
This year's number one.
Donovan Mitchell
is different. All I'm saying is that game had nothing to do with a big man.
Here's the difference: the Hawks and the Nuggets. Right, take away Trae Young, take away Jokic. They're equally probably bad teams. The Hawks have a chance because they play through a guard that can shoot. The Nuggets don't because their big man is their primary scorer.
But the big man can shoot.
But it's not fucking Trae Young. You got to bring the ball to the court, pulling up. That's a lot different than what Jokic does.
You raise your eyebrows like he be walking down and pulling up.
Yeah,
he does. Do y'all not watch him? Yes, he does.
Jokic can't move faster than a fucking turtle.
Okay, yes, that is true. He can't move as fast, but he still does the same shit Trae Young does.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he's falling asleep on you because you're not making enough sense.
I am making sense.
No, he's actually not sleeping. He's just sleeping when you're dog.
No. I'm definitely making sense, but that's besides the
point. Anyway.
You know what? They're actually replaying this night so now, over there, so it's definitely time to go.
Oh, look, y'all niggas up. You about to cook these things. Let go, Billy. Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
You about to go up 20 real quick in this bitch. Yeah.
Please.
I'll be tripping over watermelon at work.
Where do you work?
Mike, I let you off light today. I ain't said shit.
Don't ever say that to me.
I ain't said that, bro. I was
just chilling. Just don't do it again. I'm saying. All right, y'all. I'm going to go masturbate.
What's the video
choice tonight, Mike?
That's okay.
You gotta watch some nasty fucking torture shit.
Nah. I'm not that sick. Y'all gotta relax.
Alright, what
all I got is a little cream pie thing going on here.
What's the good with you and cream pie?
What's the actress of choice tonight?
It's going to be Lacey London Rip Pants POV cream pie. So basically
rip pants, like, so, like, rip pants.
So like so what so this I've seen this I've seen this scene multiple times.
Can you turn the TV off?
Yeah, see, please. So I've seen this scene.
Put the volume back on.
You're right. This is your house.
You turn it.
Oh, word? Bet.
Oh, shit, I lost 5 early. Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, let's go, Sixers.
Word,
please.
Dilly dilly.
All right.
Word.
I hated that shit.
All right.
Anyway.
Word. Well. Right, I'm not describing the scene no more.
Yeah.
Corey was the only sicko that wanted to know what you were about to watch.
I'm the sicko in the room.
Y'all are the
you
two sickos in the
strap.
Room. I don't suck straps. You wish I sucked straps and you had something to beat your dick to.
Have you ever?
I got something to beat my dick
no,
to.
No, I haven't.
Lacey
I've
London.
Never sucked the strap. Thank you
Lacey
very
Lundy
much.
Lacey London ripped jeans. I'm going to come to
ripped
that.
Ripped jeans is an important
yeah,
part.
Yeah, it's so funny.
She ripped her yoga pants. You know, she's going to fuck her through the rip hole.
So it's not even jeans? Yoga pants?
Yeah, yoga pants. They ripped yoga pants. Fuck her through the rip hole. All right, guys. You already know. Another series of podcasts.
Why do I get sad now?
Because I'm looking at this monstrosity all over again in my eyes. But, you know, all right, guys. Same.
I never just had happiness.
You know, sponsors and all that. Manscaped. You know what I'm saying? Your balls will thank your balls. And then keep your taints clean. And, I don't know. We'll see y'all when we see y'all.
Might take next week off and how the rest of the week goes.
Honestly, listen, I might just shut myself in. You know,
let's go to game 7.
Fuck you.
Absolutely not.
I will never
went to game 2.
Well, that should be lit. If y'all, if the Sixers win game 7 in Philly, that should be lit.
And if they lose, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
After I fight 3 niggas. I'm going to find 3 niggas with Atlanta Hawks jerseys, fight them,
and hope they murder me.
And then if they don't, I'll finish the job myself.
Walt Whitman.
Yeah, Walt Whitman. I won't even make it that far.
Yeah, you know what we forgot to talk
I'm about? I'm jumping in front of the first Uber I see.
You know what we forgot to talk about?
Some
nah, how Jada Pinkett Smith really still in love with Tupac.
Bro, you that fake-ass note from she tried to say it was 20 years old. The fuck?
This is why you can't change a person. Once they show you that one sign, you gotta get out of
there. Hey,
that.
Bro, the ass she's about the chick that want to fuck the so niggas. Cool. Get out.
Or your she's so corny, like, bro. Jada Pinkett, corny as fuck, bro.
I didn't see that. What happened?
Nigga, Tupac been dead for 25 years, and you out here talking about poems that
she like showed a picture of.
Yeah, it was like a poem that was that's never been seen before.
Yeah, but the
like,
poem.
Have y'all ever read some of his poetry? Like no, a lot of people.
No, but the actually, paper was like Chris White. There was like, there's yeah, no way.
Wait, but like no way. I'm saying, a lot of people like if you because he has a lot of like poetry.
That I actually don't like poetry. Like
I know, but I'm just saying like a lot of people think mm-hmm. that he might have been gay. Because of the stuff.
Oh, we know.
Like I'm just saying like what if like what if that like you know. What if there was never really a thing? But what if Jada was just like, you know, an experiment?
Bro, Luther was. What if he was saying that Luther wasn't? But then you can't.
Yeah, was Kira saying Luther?
I definitely knew he was a booty bandit. Don't do that.
Not a booty bandit.
Yeah, don't do that.
Not a are you serious, Keenan?
What?
What?
For years you was talking about Luther wasn't gay.
I've never said that. You can have your mouth this open for dick on your ass. Never
said the whole conversation that we were in the chat.
Nigga.
What chat? Give me receipts. I've never. No. Give me receipts. Give me receipts. Because niggas love saying I said shit and I never said it. You never show me receipts.
The problem is you be saying so much that you don't remember.
No, bitch, no. Because y'all like putting words in my mouth. No. Fuck out of here.
This nigga just spit on himself.
I did.
All right. Anyway, yeah, we're out of here. You already know. Hit the links and shit. I'm sad.
What I said was there will be no Luther slander.
Tell a friend. Tell one.
Tell
more.
Yeah.
I
mean,
tell one more.
Tell a friend and tell one more friend and tell one.
The gays.
We love the gays.
We love the gays. Relax.
I love the leg boy community.
Yeah, they my dogs.
Fact.
I'm hanging out with one right now.
You was calling me all types of shit earlier.
Yeah, so
intelligent.
So,
you don't fry your friends.
All
no, I don't. Not like the Haven does. No, I do not.
Shit. No, you physically abused them. Okay, my head still hurts, nigga. Anyway.
You were talking about fucking my mom.
And
have you seen your mom?
Yes, she's my mom.
Okay, you should understand what I'm gonna fuck. Anyway,
that's exactly why you get smacked in your head.
No. Talking about looking at a dime piece, talking about it's a quarter. Nah, baby, that's a dime. I knew it was a dime when I was sneezing, baby. A quarter's worth more, but a dime's hard to find. You know what I'm saying, lady boy? I want to lick it till it tastes like nickels. Yes, that's Not That Serious Podcast. Hopefully, I won't be speaking this week because I'll be speaking with Kayla's mom. Anyway, we'll see y'all next week. Same time, same place.
Wow.